Welcome to the Dirt Life Show with your host, George Hamill.
Yeah. Welcome to episode 143 of the Dirt Life Show. Thank you guys very much for joining us on September 12th, 2022. We are in Southern California at the Fluid Logic headquarters in El Segundo, actually. We have a lot of good stuff to talk about tonight. Really, really cool products, and a lot of stuff has been happening in motorsports. Motorsports are evolving. Vehicles are getting faster. Side-by-sides now have four cylinders. Can you believe that? And we're going faster than ever. Racing helps drive innovation, but enthusiasts, dunes, trails, riding, all that benefits from tonight's topics that we're going to be talking about. We are at Fluid Logic, like I said, in Southern California. And sitting next to me, I have none other than Ed Jaeger. What's up, dude? How are you?
Thank you, George.
I'm doing great. The man behind all of these ideas and helping racing. It's really cool to see that you have all of this stuff on display for us. We're going to do some demos, and we're going to do some really cool stuff. Also, sitting next to you on your left, Todd Hayes. What's up, dude?
What's up, man? How are you?
And you're usually the feet on the ground. Everybody sees you at the races, kind of hanging out, doing the duties, talking with the racers and stuff. So thanks for putting in all the hard work.
You got it, man.
It's a cool company that you guys have started here. A lot of the stuff in my mind has been really innovative. I haven't seen this in racing since I've been racing dirt bikes, most of my life, and then professional off-road. And in between, I had the opportunity to do some other physical stuff like endurance bicycle racing, long distance bicycle racing. And I also competed in Ironman. So this is really fits the bill for a guy like me, right? And you also support some other athletes, Todd, you can say Ryan Arciero is going to come on the show today. We got a couple other guys that are going to come on the show. Let's see here. Casey Curry is going to come on the show. Bruce Binquist is sitting here in the audience right now, but he's going to come on later. Jeff Proctor. And Dr. Ferguson is also going to come on and talk with us a little bit about the benefits that it has too. I think it's all really, really cool that you guys are pushing this into the off-road community.
It started in off-road, which is pretty unique because it's gone from off-road to the carbon fiber world of IndyCar racing and NASCAR racing, which is pretty exciting because usually technology comes down to off-road racing, not from off-road racing up.
Exactly. So where it gets built from is pretty important in your guys' foundation as a company.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the roughest sport in motorsports, certainly in my opinion, our opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
So to see it work and last here in this world, it was an easier story to tell the folks in NASCAR and IndyCar that we had proved it here in off-road racing, and then there was an acceptance level because of that.
And Todd, how have you seen it been accepted in the industry?
Yeah, I mean, I think, we've all kind of have a passion for off-road, so we've all started our careers around off-road racing. And to see the product developed there by Ed and Austin and the original crew, and to see what it's grown into is unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
I mean, off-road by far is the toughest battle to conquer from a Baja 1000 or a Vegas to Reno or events like that, right? So it's great to see it start there and then evolve into IndyCar, NASCAR, sports car. Last week, we sent some systems to Europe for a new Dakar vehicle. We sent some stuff to a new sports car vehicle with Peugeot. So it's great to see the product evolve. It takes a ton of effort here at Fluid Logic to make it happen. We push the engineers super hard to develop trick stuff. Sometimes they hate us. But I think, like this weekend, we were in 16 of the 26 Indy cars at Laguna Seca.
So yeah, that's fantastic. And not to go off on a different business subject, but sometimes people hated Steve Jobs and he was pushing the limits, right? That's the way it happens when you are innovative like that. You have to be, you have to push the boundaries.
Yeah, we're clearly disruptive.
Yeah.
We just are. The common thread, though, of everything we just discussed with the different drivers in different disciplines is that the driver, it all boils down to the driver, right?
Yep.
And his fitness, his physical fitness and his training is so key and so important. And what we've learned through this process of giving them automated hydration on demand at the touch of a button is that they're actually better in their job, better in driving, in the last part of the race.
Yeah.
Because their cognition is up, their energy is there, they're able to recover quicker, and all of that is done simply by giving them their automated hydration, hands-free, thought-free, so they can stay focused. They
yeah.
get in the car, they delegate it to us, we take over, and they just get to driving.
It makes it so much better for everybody. Well, you kind of stole the like my next thing that we were going to lead into, because I was trying to keep it a little bit low-key and do the demo with Todd here, but oh, I think it is a really cool product. So the baseline behind the product is just like what Ed said, and it's hydration inside a vehicle. And so what most people think is, you know, you have a Camelback or you pull into the pits and you get some water, like those types of things. And that's how I did it. That's how I did all my desert racing. But that's old school. That's
I think that's always been the standard. You know, I think, you know, all racers have a problem with change, right? And we see it everywhere. At every sport discipline we go to, we're bringing something that most people don't know. They've been drinking out of Camelback.
Yep.
For a long time. So what we're bringing is totally different. It's innovative. You touch the button, you get your hydration. So yeah. I think that's key, and a lot of people don't realize that.
So I can't wait to get into it. And the thing that I said, like, wanted to lay down the baseline of doing those endurance sports in my personal life is the thing that I was always taught, and I didn't know this when I was being off, when I was an off-road or dirt bike racer, is that you eat before you're hungry. And you drink before you're thirsty, because once you've gone past that, you're fucked. Like, you don't have a way for your body to recover in time.
Very true.
And you'd be surprised how many racing drivers don't know that.
Right? It's wild.
I mean, we see it all the time, right? You see it in off-road racing. I think we saw, you know, a couple athletes at Vegas to Reno get out of the car and basically collapse after the race. You know, I think, you know, seeing a guy like Ryan Arciero win Vegas to Reno not once but twice and get out of the truck and say, hey, I can get in the truck and go another 500 miles back is why our product is so important for the racing driver.
It's really wild, though. Yeah. Like, and when I think about it, like, I think about at the Mint 400 this year, there was so many people, kind of similar to what you're talking about, Todd, that were getting out of the car, and they were wasted. Like, they could barely stand up, right? I mean, like, your body fatigues in endurance sports. Like, that's just going to happen, right? And these guys were to the point where they couldn't even stand up anymore.
Yeah. You get to the point where you don't know your name. I mean, you're kind of blowing bubbles there, and the whole idea here is if we keep you perfectly hydrated throughout your event, you're going to get out of the car and feel good, like you described Ryan Arciero.
You got it, George. You know, last week we saw Cameron Steele up at Crandon, and he's never been a guy that drank while he raced because he always had a hard time going pee in the race truck, right? However, he's going to get rid of his pee. Well, now, since he's been partnering with Ryan, the system's in his car. He's a believer now. He's drinking. He's like, I've learned how to drink the proper hydration all the way throughout the race, and it's not making me, you know, have to take a pee while I'm in the race truck, right? So he's been able to teach his body to operate under those extreme conditions. So
it's so cool to see that, man. In just a couple of minutes here, we're going to give a demo. I'm going to go through and mention all of our sponsors real quick so I can get that out of the way and we can get started. But you guys, thank you very much for joining us and hanging out. Please always know that you can join us anytime. You can slide into our DMs. But hang out with us on Monday nights, 5 o'clock. We go live on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And you can always check out the show on all the audio networks, iTunes, Spotify, all the podcast networks. Anytime after that, we really appreciate if you guys share the show. Share it with everybody. Make sure that you grow the show, because that's how we grow. And you guys have been doing a fantastic job. So please keep it going. We really appreciate it. And thank you, of course, to all of our fantastic sponsors. KMC Wheels has been behind us since day one. Please go down and check out some of their new products. I know that I want to put some of their new products on my Razor Pro R. You can go down to 4Wheel Parts and you can purchase any of those wheels. And you can also check out their website. Thanks to the guys at Maxxis for joining the show. Please support them as they support us. Some of the best tires in the business. Thanks to the guys over at Motul. If you need to change your oil before Camp Razor comes up here in Dune season, go grab some Motul at any of your local cycle gear, or order it online at Evolution Power Sports. They have kits for your side-by-side. Thanks to the guys at Evolution Power Sports as well. Man, I can't wait to get my new exhaust and tune for that Razor Pro R from Evolution Power Sports. That thing is going to rip, dude.
Get it done, George. Yeah.
And then thanks to the guys over at Shock Therapy. Use the code DIRTLIFE. Buy some limit straps, a steering rack, BSD kits, tie rods, any of that stuff. Thank you guys over at JL Audio. We are going to have a show at the JL Audio booth this weekend on Friday between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. at the Sand Sports Super Show. So if you guys are over there, come check it out, hang out. I think you guys are going to probably hang out, huh?
We're going to be there.
Yeah, maybe come stop by and hang out for a little bit. Thank you guys over at Zollinger Racing Products. Use the code THEDIRTLIFE. Pick up some tie rods, some radius rods that can match up with your shock therapy steering rack. We have some really, really cool stuff that Zollinger Racing Products is going to do for our Pro R2. So thank you guys over at Vision Canopies. If you need anything for your pits, do some better branding for your sponsors and stuff, get a Vision Canopy made. And thank you to the guys over at Cryo Heat. All right, so Todd, I would really like to see how this system works. Ed's told me about it a couple times over lunch and stuff, but I've never actually seen how it works. Should we check it out now?
Let's check it out. Let's check it out.
So all right, we're going to move some of these cameras real quick and get you guys dialed in over here. But bear with us real quick as we go and follow Todd here.
You want me to stand here or you want me to go to the right side?
No, you can stand wherever you want, man. How about that?
You got it, George. All right, so basically fluid logic, couple different ways you can get your hydration. We offer three different bottle sizes. Obviously, 32 and 64 are the most popular in the off-road industry. We also make a 20-ounce bottle. So bottle mounts inside the racetrack. Dairy-grade insulated tubing runs from the fluid containment bottle up to the heartbeat of the system. We call this a pod. Inside this pod is a pump, a motor, and a motherboard. Great part of this system is you can tune it to what you exactly want to take on for hydration. So you download the app from the Apple Store. You go in, you register, put in your email address, connect it to the scan barcode on the back, and then you go in there and you program it. And you tell it, I want 1 ounce of water, I want it every 4 minutes, and I want it at medium pressure. You can lock that in, and that's what your hydration will deliver you throughout the race. The great part of this system is it never delivers you hydration until you push the button that is placed on your steering wheel. So there's a couple ways to get your hydration. Obviously, off-road, everybody uses a fresh air system. Maybe Ed could hand me over the helmet, and I can show you guys a couple different options of how you can get your hydration. So obviously, in an off-road helmet, you have two in the off-road world. You have the fresh air port. We deliver water and air through the same connection, the same magnetic connection. Runs down through an existing air vent hole in your helmet, runs down through the helmet, no cutting, no drilling. That's super important to know. And then it runs right to your mic, your audio mic. We install a product called the AquaCom. Envision this like a cell phone cover for your cell phone. It slips right over the mic, and then the 4 mil water line connects into that, and that's placed right here at your mouth. You race, it illuminates on the steering wheel. Hey, Todd, it's time to get your hydration. I hit the button. It delivers me 1 ounce of water. That will be continuously done all the way through the race. If you have to get out of your race car to change a tire, you're tired, you get back in, you can press the button at any time and get as much water as you want. A Vegas Sereno race, like Ryan Arciero just won, 64 ounces. When he gets done, he has a half an inch of water. It's ice water the whole time. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, when you're in the race truck, it's hot. But when you consume water in your body, you're cooling your heart, your lungs, you're fueling your blood, your muscles, all the important parts of a racing driver, right? And that is in off-road and IndyCar and NASCAR and everything else.
And so, Todd, we're going to talk about this a little bit, but I'd like to know how that affects your cognitive reflexes, because that's a huge thing in my opinion.
Well, I think everyone could relate to this, right? You get in your car and you drive from Orange County to Las Vegas and you drink nothing. You know, by the time you're halfway there, you're starting to get thirsty. You're starting to get maybe a little drowsy. You have nothing to keep you awake, right? Same thing in a race truck. If you take
or in your car in the dunes.
Yeah, any place, right? Anything in the dunes, the desert, you name it. I mean, you have to hydrate. What you're sweating out, you need to put back in. But the goal is to never get to that point to where you are dehydrated. Because by the time you start to get dehydrated, you're done. You're totally screwed.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. We already have a comment coming in from Keely Crawford, who's Colin Crawford's mother, but she wants her son to get one in his race car. He does short course and works racing, so, and they're big enthusiasts as well, so they like going on trail riding and stuff too. So is there anything else that you want to show? Maybe how some of the stuff, like the maglock, attaches to the helmet or anything like that?
You got it. Yeah, Ed, grab that maglock and show him how the actual connection works.
Why don't you
give
it to Todd, because the cameras are still on him. So
you got it. So the business here at Fluid Logic started with the magnetic connection and maglock, right? This was what started the company. Ed did a great job saying, hey, listen, I need to get air to myself, and there's no quick way to do it right now. You have a port, you push on a rubber hose, you're out in the desert, you get out, you change a tire, you got to get back in, you got to put the hose on. The great part of this is, it's not only delivering you fresh air, and in this case, with Fluid Logic, it brings you water, but it's also a safety issue, too. You're out there in the desert. You're out there by yourself for hours on end. And if you flip over and have a crash, the most important thing is get out of the car ASAP, right? And with this connection, you can shake your head and pull it away and exit the race car, right? And that is probably one of the most important things that Maglock and Fluid Logic bring to a racing driver is the safety part of it. Yes, hydration is fueling you and keeping you going, but let's all remember that in off-road racing, like I said before, you're out there for hours on end, and there's no helicopter chasing the guy in a 516 or a 10 car. And having this product could be the difference between surviving a crash and not.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that's something to touch on.
And so Andrew has a couple comments that just came in as well.
Yeah, from Hostile
Inc. Why don't you put the mic a little closer?
Can you guys hear me?
There you go.
From Hostile Inc., hydration is so key. The Fluid Logic system is so key to performance.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see that. Is there anything else that you want to talk about before we kind of get into the nuts and bolts and talk with the racers?
Yeah, let's take show the way the bottle gets released so you can quick change the bottle.
You got it. So in a pit stop, you know, a lot of these trophy truck, 6,100 trucks, class 10 cars, depending on the size of the bottle, you know, they may be running two guys, right? So one guy lives off his makeup of his drink. He may drink Gatorade.
Oh, right? With different electrolyte mixtures or whatever.
You got it. Whatever he wants to put in the bottle, he can. And then when it's his time to get out of the car, quick release bottle, out of the car, new bottle in. Plug it in that quick. You know, it takes 5-10 seconds to change the bottle out. Every driver's different. You know, some guys want plain water to start, and then they want something to keep them awake at the middle of the night.
So, yeah, that's fantastic, man.
Yeah, it's cool stuff, man.
All right, and so what I'd like to do is, Andrew's got a couple more comments, but I'd like to also invite people to comment in and let us know if they want to see some more of the system as we talk about it with the racers as well.
Yeah, we have one from Caliboy Aztec. I'd love one of those for my program. Caliboy, if you could
hit up
what your program is.
Yeah, hit up the Fluid Logic guys. Do you mind if they hit you up through Instagram?
No, that'd be great.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, we have Trophy Burrow, who just joined. Shout out to him.
Perfect.
And then we have Ryan Arciero waiting to go live with us.
All right, let's move these cameras again, and then we'll get everything going.
Austin that helped develop this product is by far the best guy to give the demonstration tonight, but he had a hot date, so he had a he had to pack up early. You know,
I see where the importance comes in, man.
Tinder is his best friend.
That's all right, though.
All right, you guys ready to let Ryan in?
Why don't we get Ryan Arciero in, so that way we can talk with him a little bit about how he actually uses the system in his car. And one of the things that I want to address, though, too, is I want to put a bunch of emphasis. This is not just for racing. Like, this is really to help people. I actually saw a post on here we go. Here's Ryan right now. Ryan Arciero, what's up, man? How are you?
You guys got me okay?
Yeah, it looks like we do.
Perfect. You can see my beautiful face?
It looks like
not that beautiful, Ryan.
It looks like you might have a slow internet connection. I don't know if you're on Wi-Fi, but if you are on Wi-Fi, ditch out on the Wi-Fi and just use your cell phone. And as Ryan kind of figures out his technology stuff over there, it looks like it's still pretty bad. You're more than welcome to log off and then log back on and just do it with no Wi-Fi.
Okay, I'll do that. Hold on one second. Okay.
Go ahead, Andrew.
We have a comment from Trophy Burrow saying, I want to see the fluid pass into the air hose, please.
Yep, we can do that.
Okay.
So the, let's take a look at it this way. Camera right here, right?
Yep.
So inside your maglock, it's now a coaxial maglock. So now there's air and water going through the same connection. So inside your air hose is a water line. And that water line comes into the air hose through the hub, which is another one of the products in our kit. And then on the helmet.
Do we have water in here?
No, I don't believe we do.
Let's see if you can see that. So
we can get some water and actually do the the demo. And then so you can see it right here, too. And Trophy Bro, I think you've probably seen a lot of this stuff already online. But it's pretty smooth how it works, and the amount of pressure is actually really great, too.
Well, it's all engineered. You can adjust the amount of pressure. It was like Todd was saying. You can adjust the volume of water, the tempo that you're being reminded, and then the strength of the burst as well.
Oh, wow.
So, it's
really modular.
If you have a UTV and you don't have a windshield on it, and you're getting a bunch of air blown past your face, you want a stronger burst. If you've got a screen on your race car, then you can take a milder burst. But regardless, back to what Todd was describing, is that you get the opportunity to make all those adjustments.
It's pretty cool, man. Like how you built it up modularly really makes it so it's a nice fluid system.
It's a complete system, but it takes into consideration the feedback we've gotten over the years for what drivers want. They want to be able to regulate that. They also want to know what they're going to drink during a period of time. So you think about it, George, if he's going to get 10 or 20 milliliters of water every 2 or 3 minutes times 4 hours, he'll know how much water to bring.
Absolutely.
You know, Trophy Burrow still want the demonstration?
Let's
do it. So here it is. So Ed's holding the connection that mounts up to the race helmet. And once you hit the button, there's your hydration right there. So depending on how much you want.
Yeah, thanks, Trophy Burrow. Now we got water all over the ground,
man.
Yeah,
you got it. You got a trophy.
That is super cool, though. I appreciate you showing us that because that actually makes it so that we can understand exactly what we're looking at.
Well, George, the rest of the technology that Todd was describing is what happens inside the helmet. So that water line is now connected inside the helmet. It goes through the air inlet that's already on the helmet, so you don't have to drill a hole.
I explained this. Are you going to make me look bad on this one or what?
But my point is that water line then comes down through the air channel,
right?
Then to the Aquacom. And so that's what you're drinking off of. So I guess the point I wanted to make is that connects the path, right? And when the maglock is connected, then the pathway to your mouth is connected.
We have Ryan on with us now.
Okay, cool. Well, hopefully
I'm on.
Good job, Ed.
Hopefully we can see him a little bit better this time.
Is that better for you guys?
Yeah, it looks like it is better. We got a little lag on our screen over here. But, yeah, thank you for doing that, Ryan. We really appreciate it.
No worries, Joe.
Now we lost audio because he doesn't have enough of a connection.
Ryan, it must be the gates around your house that is causing the disruption.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
can you hear us, Ryan?
I can hear you perfect.
Okay, cool. All right, yeah, we got you now. So once again, thank you very much for joining us. One of the things that I wanted to talk about was I want to lay down a little bit of a backstory here. First of all, Ryan Arciero, for anybody that does not know, is one of the most winningest drivers in off-road, period. He comes from a long lineage of fantastic off-road drivers in his family. If you look at the truck behind us, that's Ryan's truck.
Yep.
In fact, I was going to make a little joke, and I was going to sit in there, and I was going to say, usually he doesn't let people sit in it, don't show it to him, and I was going to tag him on Instagram.
I'm having some issues. You guys keep breaking up, and it's not me. I'm on my side, so this sucks. So I want to make sure I can hear everything you guys are saying. So we'll get through it.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's try to navigate through it as much as we can, Ryan. But yeah, Ryan is one of the most winning drivers in off-road. And Ryan, one of the main questions that I wanted to ask you was, before you started using the Fluid Logic system, how were you hydrating?
I had two of the, like the big, the 60-ounce camel packs I had in the truck. I drank a lot of water. I sweat a lot. And I realized how much, how important hydration was to me and to my racing efforts early on. Because I do a lot of cycling. I do a lot of mountain biking. I do a lot of road cycling. And hydration for when you're riding, especially with the group of guys that I ride with, is it's absolutely critical. And you can't put your body in depletion early on. So I kind of took a page out of my training playbook and brought it into my racing playbook. And so I was using two 60-ounce camel packs. It wasn't the cleanest system, and I had a hose put into I drilled into my helmet and I put it into there, and it was one more connection that I had to connect and disconnect in my race truck. And for that, I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how much actual effort goes into all of it, though. Like, whenever I think about it, I think, well, thank God that this system like exists now. But I didn't even do that. Like, that was way ahead of what I did.
Sure.
Like, I just waited till I got to the pits and got some water.
Right, right.
And that was really annoying, I guess is the right word, for me, because I was so used to having hydration all the time when I'm doing long-distance events, right? So I'm just drinking and eating the whole time. Well, and then all of a sudden, I got to wait. I'm like, what the heck?
Right. The Journal of Science says, if you want to stay optimally hydrated, drink consistently. Don't stop.
Exactly.
And you can't do that when you're going through all of what Ryan was describing or what you were describing. You've got to be able to delegate it to the system and then let the system take over. Hit the button every time the light goes on, and it'll take care of you.
Yeah, exactly. Trophy Bro just said it's one more thing to get tangled or forgotten. Yeah, it's hard. Like, when it's a piece of the truck, it's probably a lot easier, Ryan, right? Because all you got to do is put a water bottle in there and you're off.
No, 100%. I mean, what Ed has come up with, the system itself, I mean, obviously the system works flawlessly, but how it connects, like you guys were saying earlier, that's one of the biggest things. One, the ease of how it connects to your helmet, the ease of installing the units in a race vehicle or in a UTV or just a play toy, and the ease of being able to use it. It's they thought of everything, and for us in a racing environment, I want to have the least amount of cords and cables on me, but I also want what I want, and I want my hydration, and I said once again, I know how important it is to the success that I see on the race course is how I hydrate. And a lot of people might say, well, that sounds like, it's a small part of it. I think it's a huge part of it, because at the end of the day, I want to make sure that I'm as sharp mentally and physically at hour 7 as I was at the beginning of the race at hour 1. And the only way you can do that is to make sure that you're hydrated.
And I can tell you, Ryan is definitely one of the most detailed oriented drivers we work with. I mean, he's relentless. I mean, if he needs an O-ring, he's calling me, 3 weeks before the race going, hey, where's my O-rings? And that's really good to have, right? We want our drivers to be passionate about what we're selling. And when we get to work with these guys, they give the system equity to everybody else that's buying it.
Well, let's talk about that for a second here. So talking about purchasing and stuff like that, the cost is what it is because it's an intricate system. And I think that what people need to understand here is, for me, I would put this ahead of getting wheels for my car, let's just say, right? Because I understand how important it is. But where's Ryan, maybe you could give a little bit better, I don't know if he's still on, but you could give a little bit better understanding of how important this is in your race program, so that people can understand where they rate it in what they need to do with their race car if they're doing a new side-by-side build or something.
Oh, I think it's one of the most critical parts. Obviously, you got to have a good team. You got to have a great race truck behind you, a great components in there, great guys working on the race truck, or just even in your play car. Great team behind you, great navigator, a great driver. And there's all these elements that need to come together for you to succeed in our sport or in motor racing in general, not just desert racing or off-road racing, but in racing in general. So, and the hydration part of it, to me, it is critical. And it is one of those steps that needs to be put on the top of your list as a driver and check off that you have the proper system there. And a lot of people just braze over it and don't think about that.
Yeah. And we're talking about in a racing context.
Are actually racing.
Go ahead, Andrew. We had a comment come in, Ryan.
Yeah, from Desert Squadron. He said, especially for long races, most mistakes happen towards the end because you're tired / dehydrated. This seems like it could help reduce the amount of mistakes in the long run.
Yeah, so Ryan, let's speak to that, please. And let me know and or understand how my cognition would be improved by what you've seen.
Now, what we're doing in off-road racing and endurance racing, and any endurance racing you have in motorsports, we're in that truck in some of the harshest environments in the world for hours and hours and hours and hours on end. Vegas Arena was just under 7 hours of racing and leading up to triple digit heat, ambient outside. Now sit in the race truck with your race suit on, with your Nomex underwear underneath that. You have your racing gloves, your racing shoes, your head sock if you wear one, which I do, your helmet, full face helmet. You are sweating. Your body's depleting what it needs. When you start that race, of course, you're fresh. You had a good night's sleep. Hopefully you got good food in you. You got good nutrition. And so you feel great. As your body starts depleting those fluids as you move on, and it's more, to me, it's more than water. You have to have something more than water. Your body needs it. It needs carbohydrates. It needs protein. It needs electrolytes. You need to replenish that. And if you don't, your mind and your body you'll start losing it. When I say losing it, you start losing that edge. Your brain is not working and functioning like it did at hour one when you're hour at seven.
Yeah, absolutely. And so
what happens when your brain's not functioning, your body, go ahead.
I've actually had a couple conversations, and this is more in a medical context, but it's the same context that Ryan's talking about now. I have diabetes, so my blood sugar would get low. I would carry Skittles in the car, and I would eat them if I needed to. In this case, I could put the right amount of sugar in there so that I can understand as I go through the race. And I'm a big carbohydrate and electrolyte guy. That's what my body eats. When I'm doing long-distance events, I eat peanut butter sandwiches on the bicycle while I'm going, right? Like, just all of those things. But you're saying, Ryan, that we can put this in a bottle?
Absolutely. So I use Hammer Nutrition for a lot of my stuff while I cycle.
Yep.
Yeah, you could run supplements through the system as well. The only thing we say is make sure you clean it out. But it's like Todd talked about earlier. You'll come into the pit after wanting fresh water from the start. But if you're going into the nighttime, or if you're starting to get tired, you could call ahead and tell your pit that you want something with electrolytes, something with sugar, something for your brain.
Oh, because they could change the concoction during the middle of the race if you need it, right?
Absolutely. Sure. You pull into the pit.
George looks like he needs some sugar. Let's switch out the other bottle.
And you've told him that in advance. You're saying, I'm going into the night, give me some Hammer Nutrition. Fill it up halfway full of ice.
So, and this works for anybody too. So we have a young girl, her name is Bella Burchard. She's starting to do desert racing. She's was doing short course racing and things like that. And she's a new diabetic, and she keeps really good control of it, but she's always scared when she goes out there, and her blood sugar fluctuates a lot. So this could be a really good solution to help her as she branches into desert racing.
Oh yeah, well, for sure she'll come down just in being calm when she gets behind the wheel and she's at the starting line and it's quiet. She can hit the button to get a drink of water and she just takes off and doesn't have to think about, I could be dehydrated,
right?
Or I could have a issue because of my diabetes,
right?
At minimum, keeping her body perfectly hydrated is going to make a big deal.
That's fantastic. Looks like we might have a comment, Andrew.
So Trophy Burrow asked about if drivers are using electrolytes. I think we covered that one. And Desert Squadron wants to know, for those that run Gatorade or an electrolyte mix, how hard is the cleaning?
Cleaning, simple.
Simple, yeah.
Right? You dump out the bottle, you put some warm water in it, you run it through the system. The biggest important thing is obviously to clean the bottle out and the pump out and the hosing, right? So you just run that through. Takes 10 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. That's
you're good to go.
A very small part when you're cleaning a side-by-side or a truck.
You got it. Yeah, you pull, you can do it, pull the pump out, check it out, make sure everything's good, put it back in. The system's pretty bulletproof.
Well, one of the things that Todd and I, or Austin and I, had done a 24-hour lemons race, and we did run a supplement through the system. And the key is to do exactly what Todd said, but also run it through your helmet. So you don't forget the water line in the helmet, and you don't forget the water line going through your AquaCom.
Yeah, so you make sure you flush the whole system.
Yeah, system out, because there is a check valve in the system that makes it really nice as well. So there's a check valve down by your mouth. So when I get out of the car and the next driver gets in the car, it's not dripping water on me. And all that is done through a check valve. And those check valves are finicky if they get gummed up with sugars, but you can clean it out very easily just at the end of the race.
Yeah, right on.
George, I think there's something really good to also touch on, is that it's not just for drivers, right? The co-driver is just as important nowadays, yeah. Right? With, you know, the level of racing, you know, the pre-running, you know, notes, all that stuff. If the co-driver is not as good as the driver, the combination's not going to last. So I think that's something that's important too, that, you know, we do see people out there, and it is an investment to have hydration in the car. But at the end of the day, you know, hotels are expensive and fuel's expensive and tires are expensive. You know, if you don't look after your body,
your health is expensive.
It doesn't make sense, right? You're going to spend all that money to get to the racetrack to, you know, hopefully have a good time and finish the race and get a trophy. But if you don't take care of the body that's behind the wheel, are you really doing justice for your race program?
That's exactly why I wanted to bring up the importance of it when I was asking Ryan about that, because to me, it's more important than any of that stuff. I mean, I've been through a bunch of shit in my life, but the fact is that my health is number one no matter where I go, right? So I'm even thinking about putting this in my play car, my Pro R play car,
yeah.
Because we do go on a lot of long rides, right? And I'll take a couple Gatorades and stuff, but I couldn't tell you probably 80% of the rides that I've gone on, we always want to go play more, and I always run out of shit to drink, right? Yeah, like, it's always like that. So why not have this extra piece in the car to help me?
Yeah, and in 10 minutes, your bottle of Gatorade or your bottle of water is warm, right? You're in the car. It doesn't matter if you're in a race car or a UTV out in Barstow having a good time, yep, running some laps and enjoying yourself. It's warm in the car, yep, right? If it's 30 degrees outside, it's still 60 degrees inside. The bottle, the water gets warm, and nobody likes to drink warm water.
So that's one of the things that I was trying to see if we could ask Ryan is, so Ryan, what has been the biggest difference that you've noticed in your performance as an athlete and as a driver inside the car after changing over to the system?
You know, like when I used to use the Camel Packs, I would take really big sips of water, and I would go through both of those Camel Packs, and because I sweat a lot, anyways, so I kind of sweat like a.
We know that, Ryan.
yeah, I know, Todd. I do. So I can't hide that. But I also had to go pee a lot, and to Todd's point earlier on, which was an issue with Cameron Steele, was the fact that, you know, obviously he had an issue trying to pee. And I tell you, since I started using the Fluid-Logic system, I don't drink as much as I did before, and I feel 100% better at the finish line than I ever have before, and I'm not peeing nearly as much, if at all.
Yeah, that's wild.
Race now, which I think is huge.
It's equilibrium.
One thing, it's insane. It's all everything you think opposite of. You know, when you think you need to drink a lot of water. So like what Todd was going over, like how you set the system up is, you know, I'm very anal when it comes to like how much water I get, how often I get it, and the pressure on it. And to me, that's super important too, but it's so easy to be able to do that on the app. And I mean, I'm just taking little spurts of water, and I do mine every 4 minutes. I feel like that works perfect for me. Yeah. And it's just the ease of using this is just insane.
So let's talk about that too. I want to talk about the app, but I want to bring up a subject beforehand. So Ryan, you mentioned that you sweat a lot. Since I have a spinal cord injury, well, three now, but I have my spinal cord is not what it used to be. And this actually is something that qualifies for an organization that you help support, Warfighter Made.
Yes.
I went to lunch with Rob on Sunday yesterday, and we were talking about I can't control my body temperature, my core temperature, the way I used to because of the spinal cord injury. A lot of injured veterans and other people have the same type of issues. So for me, when I was doing these long distance events and stuff, it was really important because I didn't know how much I was sweating. I didn't know how much my body was changing and the temperatures were moving around. But in this case, I could probably neutralize a lot of that.
Oh, absolutely. The key is to keep it into the equilibrium, which is what Ryan was explaining. He's drinking less, but it's more efficient. Small bursts of water every 4 minutes is keeping his mouth wet, is keeping his throat wet. He's not drying out. And that's a key to this thing. And that's exactly what Rob at Warfighters was really excited about doing with the system, is that he could keep his guys perfectly hydrated, optimal hydration.
Absolutely. I think we have another comment, Andrew.
Yeah, another quick question from Trophy Burrow. Do you run it through the MoTeC or did you install it as a standalone?
Well, it's a standalone. Ryan, okay, go ahead. Yeah, Ryan,
yeah,
please.
It is standalone. So it's completely separate from the entire system of the truck.
And I think that's a good thing, though, because I think that you need to keep it separate. It needs to be just for you.
Well, there are people, we've done it both ways in trophy trucks, but we have been most popular as an independent system. So the steering, our button lives on the steering wheel. That's independent. The real only thing that we get from the vehicle is the power. It's 12 volts of power, and then our signal wire comes up to the steering wheel, and that's where you see the light, hit the button, you get your burst of fluid.
So now let's talk about the app, and then we'll talk about how Ryan has it set up in his truck.
Sure, sure. So the app, like Todd was saying, you download that from the Apple Store. And there's a QR code on the back of the pod. And when your phone recognizes the QR code, then you are connected to the pod. And
turn around, George.
Inside that pod is our processor, our circuit board, our pump and motor. It's all billet. It's all built and installed right here at our headquarters. And also the Bluetooth wireless, which is ping-ponging back and forth with your phone.
Okay. And then so, Ryan, everybody carries their cell phones in the truck because you need to be safe and people need to find out where you are with GPS and all of this stuff. And you keep yours probably plugged in so that you guys have it charged up the whole time. But how does the system work when you guys have it operating?
Well, once you've set it on your phone, it doesn't need your phone necessarily anymore. It's already got its settings, and you can leave your phone wherever you want to at that point.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, it's locked and loaded. Yeah, once you program it and hit enter, you can adjust the brightness of the button. The button is blue. You can make it bright. You can make it light, whatever you prefer.
I'm going pink.
Yeah, what I mean, I could see, Andrew, that you would go pink. But anyways, the great part is once the driver locks it in, it's good to go. You never have to worry about it again.
Oh, they're asking if it's Android and iPhone.
So it's just iPhone right now.
Okay.
Just iPhone right now.
Hey, so Caliboy AZ Tech, I actually got a donated iPhone that I can give you if you want to get the system. Dude, I'll sponsor that for you.
I will tell you this. The system comes already set to medium stands across the board.
Right, and you can just use your buddy's iPhone to program it if you need to.
You can.
Just as it comes out of the box, the go-to is medium across the board.
Right.
Medium amount of water on a slider of 1 to 10, medium strength, and medium signal reminder, the visual reminder.
Got it.
So if you just take it from the way it comes out of the box, you don't have to connect your phone to it if you don't have an Apple phone.
All right.
Where you get really into the nitty-gritty is which is what Ryan's described of exactly what he wants.
Mr. Triathlete over here. Andrew, we got a comment?
Real quick, we do have Dr. David Ferguson waiting to join the call.
Okay, we're going to get him on in just a couple minutes here. So, Ryan, the only other question that I wanted to ask you, this kind of has nothing to do with the Fluid Logic system, but what's your favorite snack inside the truck, dude?
You know, what's funny is it goes back to Hammer Nutrition. I carry, because I use them a lot for cycling, I have Hammer Gel.
Yeah,
and I put the Hammer Gel in a Hammer flask. I learned a valuable lesson at the Baja 1000 back in 2007, where they have gel packets. I went to go put it into my helmet, rip the end of it off, squeeze it. The gel got on my glove. I went to go shut my visor and clear my visor of dust, and that stuff is like glue.
Dude.
And it's a big mistake. It took a lot to get that stuff off so I can see again. But now I use the flask. So I can take some of that Hammer Gel just to get a little bit more, something more solid in my body is huge for me. And I fall, as soon as I have it, I follow it right up with pushing my button for the Fluid Logic system and taking it in.
Crazy that he's talking about this stuff. Like, we just became best friends because I use all the exact same shit. But I'm a big apple cinnamon guy. What flavor are you?
I like the berries.
Yeah.
I haven't tried the apple cinnamon. I got to try that.
We have seen
one thing I wanted to say, we haven't touched upon it, is obviously we're sitting here in September. We're sitting at the hottest months of the year. The Vegas Arena race I just did, it was hot as shit, obviously. But what I don't want the people listening to this to think is this is just a hot weather system that you need water when it's hot.
No.
It's just as important, if not even more important, in the cooler races or the cooler times of the year as well. The Baja 1000 will give you a perfect example. Last year's 1000 went the distance to La Paz. We have the system in Cameron Steele number 16 truck we put in there. I was in that truck for 11 hours. Most of the time in the weather was not hot at all. So I wasn't sweating, but you still need to replenish fluids in your body. You're still working. So it's just as important in the cooler races. And I want people to understand that as well.
Yeah. And don't think that your body is tricking you because you still feel good because it's cool out. It's still the same. Your body's still getting tired.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
100% agree.
I think also one thing to touch on, we talk about trophy truck and everything Ryan does and stuff. This is for everybody.
Yeah.
This is everybody that puts on a helmet and enters a race or goes to Glamis and all those activities that people participate in, you know? So if you're in the woods in the East Coast, this system works for you. If it's in Glamis, if it's at the Baja 1000, if you're in a Class 11 car, this system is for you.
Yeah, see, Hall Designs just said the same thing I did. Old saying, if by the time you're thirsty, it's too late.
Right, yep. It's too late. You can't make up for it. I mean, Todd and I just came back from being at the IndyCar race for the last 3 days, and as you had said earlier, 50-60% of the drivers are using our system, and that's the top drivers in the industry.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, really, really impressive that these guys are all dialed in, and they don't want to race without it because they get in the car, they delegate everything to the car, and they just get a focus.
Well, it's like when you find a good set of tires, you want to stick to them, right? Then Max's tires, by the way.
Yeah.
But when you find a good set of tires, you want to stick to them, right? But when you find something that works, like I found out those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches was my – you know, Hail Mary when I was riding bicycles all the time.
Sure.
I never wanted to switch. That was like my crack when I did it, because if I switched, then I thought it was going to be bad, right? So I can see exactly what you're saying about the IndyCar guys.
Well, that's why we did the variable, right? Ryan likes to drink every 4 minutes a medium burst of fluid, and he wants to be reminded.
Yep.
Dr. David Ferguson can explain that it can be all over the map as long as it's consistent, because some people like a smaller burst every minute.
Yeah, I think I would probably be along those lines. Well, Ryan, thank you very much for joining us, man. We hope you're doing well with your family and everything, and we can't wait to see you at the races, bud.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys having me on. And, you know, between what Ed and Todd are doing over there in Austin at that company, it's absolutely a game changer. So just like Todd said, it's not just for trophy truck drivers. You want an edge on your competition, and you want to get yourself to that finish line first, and you want to be dedicated and focused at hour seven as you were hour one. You need to get the system. No question about it.
I agree. Well, thank you very much, man. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right. So let's
– thank you, guys.
Let's welcome Dr. David Ferguson to the show. Dr. David Ferguson is an exercise physiologist specializing in motorsports. He's got over 15 years of experience in professional auto racing. Some serious accomplishments, man. And you guys are lucky to be able to have him as part of your team. So welcome Dr. Ferguson to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're fantastic, man. So
perfect.
Thank you very much for joining us and staying up late, man. I know you're across the country. But let's start with just a baseline of your profession. So you got into motorsports because you were into it, right? Give us a little bit of a background.
Yeah. So, you know, I won't say I was a race car driver because I've worked with these guys. And
come on,
I was
David.
Not
be honest.
No. They had the talent and the money. I had neither of those, right? So I'll just say I drove cars quickly, right? And so it's funny you were talking about Vegas Torino. I actually grew up in Vegas. I know, man. So we would do some autocrosses out in Vegas in August. And if you've been there, you know, it's like 116 degrees and all that stuff. And basically, one day I went up to a guy and I complimented on how he was doing. And he basically said to me, what are you talking about? I was doing horrible. And then I realized he wasn't really looking at me. He was kind of looking over that way. And he was seeing triple. He was so dehydrated, so overheated that he, couldn't really comprehend what was going on. He couldn't see what was going on. He really couldn't even function. So that kind of kicked it off. I was like, oh my gosh, there's all this effort that goes into engineering the race cars, who's engineering the driver? Who's looking after these guys? And so that started a 15-year journey of trying to understand the physiology of race car drivers. And so we've bounced all over the country, all over the world. We've done stuff with NASCAR, IndyCar, Formula One, sports car. Those two guys on the couch there got me into off-road racing. So they told me that that was basically the real form of racing. And I fully believe them what those guys go through.
The real racers.
Hey, you know, they let me get some data on some off-road racers and, I'm converted. So, so that's how it all started. And basically my lab at Michigan State has been dedicated to trying to understand the stresses placed on the drivers and how to alleviate that stress and improve performance and safety. And, I'm the academic, I'm the professor, which means it's kind of my job to find the problem with all of these devices and gimmicks and tricks out there. And I couldn't do it with these guys. Theirs is like the only one that actually works. So we did a study with them. We kind of did one small one and then one big one with them. And it's pretty impressive at how it lowers core temperature, maintains hydration, and then increases performance, which is really kind of cool. So it's been a
he's
fun
a legend
journey.
Yeah. Well, he's like honestly like one of the dream people that I would have liked to have been a part of my team. Like, so fun fact is I'm a massive fan of data, right? And I've always wanted to know how my body can work better, whether it was when I was a young kid training to be a professional dirt bike racer or even now, so I can walk better or do things better, right? Like, I am a huge fan of self-improvement. And when I understand that he's reverse engineering the human being so that he can better it, like, that to me is the most intriguing thing. Like, I could probably spend weeks talking to Dr. Ferguson about little intricate stuff like this, and you guys have the opportunity to evolve and help people with his knowledge.
We've spent a lot of time with Dr. David. We've been on the road with him more than once, IMSA, IndyCar, NASCAR, certainly off-road. And, my ears are always open because he's just a wealth of knowledge. He just is. So he's taken what we've developed and taken it to the next level. And there's a plan for him to take it to another level.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds cool. But all right. So let's use me as the baseline again, Dr. Ferguson.
Sure.
Give me a little bit of an understanding of what I would be experiencing just waiting till I get to the next pit stop to drink a bottle of water.
Sure. So, first off, you're not really going to know you're that dehydrated. You might feel tired. You might feel hot. You might feel uncomfortable. But you're actually going to think you're okay. And that's kind of the first problem, is you're not really going to know how dehydrated you are. So do you want to kind of play a game?
Yeah, let's do it.
The next pit stop? Let's play a game. All right. How much force does your brake pedal require to press all the way down, max pressure?
I'm going to say 8.9
pounds. 8.9
pounds.
All right. How many times do you think you're going to press that before you get to the pit stop? Pit stop to pit stop, how many times do you think you're going to have to hit it?
6,900.
6,900 times. All right. What if I told you that you would screw that up half the time?
I would be really, really pissed because I have confidence and my ego would be smashed.
So I hate to do it to you. I'm going to smash your ego right now. So one of the things we did with this system was we did a big simulator study to look at how this dehydration influences fatigue. And the way it manifests is because you're cognitively fatiguing, your skeletal muscles are fatiguing. By the way, big shout out for Todd for actually getting all that stuff correct when he was going through the demo. You can't generate peak brake pressure. And even more dangerously, you can't modulate the peak brake pressure, but you think you can. So you think you're going full brake pressure and you're not. And this is when you call into the crew chief and you say, hey, man, the tires are shot. The brakes are shot. Like, it's not working. The car setup's bad. No, it's you. All right. You can't generate the brake pressure and you can't modulate the pressure.
Right? Yeah. And it becomes like muscle memory. So you think you're doing it properly, right?
You're
like,
exactly right.
Yeah.
But David, explain to him on the leg muscles what happens under dehydration with the leg muscles compared to other muscles in your body.
Yeah, so the way your muscles generate force is there's these two kind of filaments that contract, right? And when you get dehydrated, you lose the ability to connect those. It's called excitation contraction coupling. Don't make me repeat it. I don't want to sound like a professor after 8:30 at night. So you lose the ability to do that, But there aren't any sensory nerves in your skeletal muscle fibers, which means you're not telling your brain that you're not getting peak force, right? So as you go through this, you're going to slowly lose your ability to generate peak brake pressure. But you're a professional driver. You're a pro. You're not going to crash the car. You're not going to flip over the truck. But you're going to lose time. You're probably going to end up tearing up your tires. And if we take this to like an IndyCar circuit where braking is everything, you're going to generate understeer and slide the car off the track. So it's kind of this really unique observation. And what's great about it is just that consistent microdosing of hydration that the Fluid Logic system gives you. It covers all of that.
So that is so wild to me to even think about. Like, as a human being, like, first of all, when I got into off-road racing, I was fit. I just did an Ironman. I did all these. Like, I was good, right? But now that I think about that simple thing, like, I already figured out in my head probably 100 mistakes that I made at Wild Horse Pass in one short course race.
Sure. And I think, too, you know, with the amount of UTVs that now are going quicker and quicker, the brake packages are not great on most of the equipment out there. So having ultimate brake pressure and being able to go from point A to point B, point A to point B, from turn to turn, is super important.
Well, this game is just about brake pressure, but we're talking about the steering wheel. We're talking about everything.
Everything. And some of these races are now only being won by 5, 6, 10 seconds, right?
Yeah, I mean, over 2 days of racing.
You got it. So this, what Dr. David's talking about, is not just pavement racing. It's all racing.
That's wild, man. Okay, so it looks like we had a comment come in. Is there a way to, from Kingpin Motorsports, is there a way to monitor yourself or to know how often you'll need to actually drink?
Yeah, Fluid Logic.
what's the baseline? If I get the system, what do I do to know what I need? Like, what do I do to understand what my body needs?
Well, you can do it one of two ways. You can either dial into the system and ask it to alert you every minute. Like Ryan was saying, 4 minutes. We have drivers that like to get hydrated every minute.
Yeah.
And you start to figure out what works for you. You can hit the button anytime you want. But as far as programming it so that it alerts you, once you figure out what you like in being alerted, how often you want to drink, then you set it to that.
Got it. Okay. So it might take a little bit of time to get used to it. You go out testing and you kind of do it.
You know how it is. All race car drivers like to dial in their equipment. This is just one more thing to dial in.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so we have a couple more comments and then that I have over here on Facebook, and then we'll get to you, Andrew. What's the rough cost of the system?
Rough cost. So two models, Flush 360 or coaxial system. Flush 360 is $10.50. And the Flush 3 coaxial system is $11.99. So right there in the market for a team, I mean, a set of tires nowadays is you know, $2,000, $2,500. So,
dude, that's UTV tires, though, man.
Okay, yeah. So I'm not telling you anything new. I mean, people do look at it and go, wow, you know, I could buy a bladder and drink out of a hose. Yeah, you can, but you're... Like I always tell people, you know, you're spending all this money to get here to do this. Why not invest in the complete package? You know, I'll tell you a quick story. This is dirt related, but I know this show's mainly dirt, but, you know, I talked to Ganassi Racing on a sports car, their Cadillac car. And he's like, no, you know, I don't want to put it in the Cadillac car. I'm like, hold on a second. You have 10 engineers up in the front of the trailer trying to figure out how to go to a 10th quicker. Right, you're spending thousands of dollars a day. You can invest in this system for two of your drivers, and there's a good chance that you're going to pick up 0.3 in the last quarter of the race.
Right.
And he looked at me and he's like, damn, Todd, I never thought of it that way.
Exactly.
I'm like, that's the way you need to think about it. And that's what's happening in the world of motorsport, from dirt to pavement, is people are now starting to look at Fluid Logic for additional lap time.
We had a win this weekend in IndyCar.
Yeah. So we won this weekend, so that's great.
That's awesome. We had a couple more comments. Andy DeSoto said, totally worth it. And then, let's see here, Sean Lindbergh on Facebook said, is there a way to know how little or much you need to drink?
You know, I mean, I always tell pavement people, you know, hit the button. If they don't want to program it, hit it at the start-finish line. You know, take a little sip. You know, you can just do it every lap. Just wet your mouth. You know, the goal is to keep your body hydrated, right? if you're thirsty, you take a bottle of water like me and, you know, you drink half of it in one gulp, you know, this is to keep your body, whatever you think you're sweating out, you're putting back in, right?
Right.
Every 2 to 3 minutes, you're pushing, you're up on the wheel, you're going as hard as you can to that next pit before somebody else gets in. You know, you may want to take, you know, something every 3 minutes. Ryan told you, he sweats a ton. He does it every 4 minutes. He takes about 2.5 milliliters of water, which is not a lot. It's just enough to keep his mouth and his tongue wet.
So, well, two things is, first, I want to make a comment that if you guys do want to entertain one of these systems in your vehicle, just go ask one of the drivers. There's tons of guys that run Fluid Logic. You can look at their Instagram page. You can see all the drivers, or send a direct message to the Dirt Life, and we'll connect you with somebody, and we'll see if we can help, and you guys can talk with those drivers directly. But Dr. Ferguson, what do you usually suggest to people, or what would you suggest to me if I'm putting this in my car and I want a little bit of a baseline?
So if this was your first time, you know, you're going to have hydration in the car, this is the first effort, I would say, why don't you start at about 25 mil, maybe about 35 or 40 mils every 2 minutes, or you could go every minute. You don't really want to do anything less than a minute of drinking. It's just going to be too monotonous for you, right? The every 2 to every 4 minutes is a great starting point. If you're a bigger guy, you can probably take a little bit more fluid every time you press the button. If you're a little bit smaller, it can be a little bit lower. But, you know, all the stuff that we did, the pilot trials with this stuff, 25 mils every 2 minutes is a great place to start. I saw a lot of comments kind of coming up about how much should you drink? How much should you take? A really good place to start is 10 milliliters of fluid per kilogram of body weight. So if you're, you know, like me, you're 150 pounds at 70 kilograms. If you multiply it times 10, that's 700 milliliters of water over a course of an hour, roughly, right? And so it's kind of a nice starting point. There's some really high-end equipment that you could get to measure that, figure that out. You guys don't need that. 25 mils every 2 minutes should get you there.
That's really good advice, too. So that's a good starting spot for when I get this installed in the Razor then. Well, what has been some of the biggest things that you have seen with drivers after they install the system and their, I guess, cognitive reflexes or cognitive function? I don't know how you would monitor it during the race. Like, can you talk to them or you talk to the team or whatever? But when you see him after, like, you saw the guy that was confused, but now he's better.
Yeah. This might sound bad, but there's racers on this, so they'll understand. They complain less after the race. They're not as cranky. Right. So, you know, it's a lot easier to have conversations with them. They don't look so parched. Like, they actually have color in their face. They're not like pale white or bright red, which is kind of neat to see. Yeah, man, there you go.
Yep.
The other thing that I've noticed is, from a cognitive perspective, is after the race, you can actually talk data with them. Like, think about that. You can actually talk about what happened in the race. They can talk about, all right, at this corner, I did this and the car responded this way. Before I had seen the system in the car, a lot of times it's, oh, a lot of push, a lot of understeer, a lot of over, like just kind of big, vague things that doesn't really help you that much.
So now it's really getting into their brain. So that's exactly,
yeah.
Todd said that he was telling the engineer, hey, we could give you this because you're spending all this money doing this. But if you came to them with that answer and said, hey, you can get solid data from the driver after he's done with the races, they'd be like, sold.
Yeah,
we got it.
I mean, we right. had, yeah. The great part of David Ferguson is we have a study, right? We've done the work. We have black and white paperwork that we can send to engineers and teams, and they can see it in black and white. Not all of them buy into it just because they're worried about saving 2 pounds inside of a race car, right? We run into that all the time. But in off-road, the truck weighs 5,000 pounds, 6,000 pounds. The good part is a lot of these off-road guys that are racing now, they're athletes now. They're putting money into this. They're training. They're running. They're riding bikes. Like Ryan said, it's a serious business for them now.
Yeah, absolutely. So, some of the winningest drivers, like Phil Burton and Bo Judge, both of them are like, what do they call them? The guys that ride the horses, like jockeys. Yeah. Like they train themselves. They lose as much weight as possible and stick to a strict regimen. Like, it's insane.
It's crazy. And we went to Crandon last week, And it was unbelievable, right? The amount of people that said, hey, you know, I've never thought about this. You know, we're only really in the, we're only racing for about 25, 30 minutes, but we're sitting in the car for 20 minutes before we even hit the start. And it's 110 degrees outside. And those guys run it hard for 15 laps, right? They're running wheel to wheel, pushing on it. And the great part of this is the tires are great. The motors are great. The drivers are great. Where's the weak link?
Yeah.
Right? Is it hydration? Maybe that's the only thing that's going to make a Kyle LeDuc better than an RJ Anderson.
Well, to me, the answer is focus. Like, I don't want to lose focus, and the hydration makes you the focus, right?
Absolutely.
So, like, and so let me give another example to you real quick, Dr. Ferguson. We raced in Arizona a lot at Wild Horse Pass, and usually they would try to get it out of the summer. But one year, I think it was in September or August, like it was hot. Like it was probably ambient, maybe 110 to 115 out. It was roughly, I don't know, I wouldn't just guess it was 125 to 130 inside the car. And we're in our Nomex suit or in our fire suits, you know, they're double layer. I mean, we're sweating. By the time I get to the starting line, get to the track, I stop sweating because I've already lost so much fluid, right? But we're in the car for roughly 15 to 45 minutes, depending on how many caution flags. This particular race, we were in the car for almost an hour. And that is a very, very small time compared to a desert race. And I remember I was messed up for 3 weeks to a month after that individual moto that we did. And that was the only time I was out on the course that weekend.
So what you're describing is actually like heat exhaustion or heat injury. And it's really common. If you've stopped sweating, congratulations, you had it. Basically, you've lost over 2.5% of your body weight, which think about how much you weigh. And if you lost that much in sweat, that's a lot. Now, you know, everything you described, you're going to, you know, reaction time, focus, response accuracy is going to go down. But here's the thing. The first time you get heat injury, you have a 60% higher risk of getting it the next time. Right. So let's say you go back in and you have a very similar race. Let's say it's not even as hot. You're going to have the same thing happen to you. And, you know, the sad part where this comes into play is you could make a mistake that could result in a crash, an injury to you, to a competitor, to a fan. And that's kind of scary. And if you think, well, shoot, if I can just press this one button on my steering wheel, I can prevent that. That's cheap insurance. Compared to tires, the safety equipment, all that stuff.
I would have loved to have had that option back then. Maybe I did. I just didn't know.
Sure.
But now, hopefully some other people will know. We're going to get Casey Curry on in just a little bit here, Dr. Ferguson. Is there a couple other things that you want to give us, like examples or maybe another game that we could play to give a little bit better understanding of how the system helps the human body?
Well, I love games. I love systems. You know, I'll tell a story of, I won't name the team, but there was one team, and these guys on the couch will know it. They didn't want to put the system in for the weight reason, right? And a driver made a mistake on pit road that cost them a 30-second penalty. They lost the race by 31 seconds.
Oh.
So, you know, that one mistake, it was a mistake related to dehydration and overheating, right? And if you think about, and I'll let these guys do the math for you, they'll tell you how much that system weighs and how much weight would it equate to adding 31 seconds onto your car. They'll tell you it's drastically different, right?
It gets to the point where teams that are concerned about weight can have a conversation with us to understand that the weight you put in the car is equal to the amount that you're going to drink throughout the car. So go back to David Ferguson's description of 25 mils every 4 minutes. Well, there's math there. There's science there. And if I'm going to be in the car for a 300-mile race of maybe 3 or 4 hours,
sure,
I'm only going to drink 32 fluid ounces, so that's all I need to bring.
Yeah, we would do the same thing for the cars. Like, we would measure the actual fuel that we would put in the car to make sure we were exactly on weight when we get on the track, and then we would make sure that we had enough mud back on the car so we were at weight when we got off the track. Sure. I mean, we're talking 3 pounds.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's a game of science. It's a game of measurement.
That's wild.
So you don't have to take, you know, Todd was explaining, we got a 32-ounce, we got a 64-ounce. You can fill a 64-ounce up with 40 fluid ounces of water if that's what the math tells you that you need, and then just stay judicious. Stay to the tune of science. Every time the light comes on, you hit the button, 25 mils. Don't drink more. Don't drink less. Just stay on course and keep racing.
Yeah, exactly. I think we had a couple comments. One was from Desert Squadron, and then we got one from Cali Boy AZ Tech, and then I think Andrew's going to let Casey Curry in. What were the comments?
From Cali Boy Aztec, make your co-driver lose 2 pounds.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, you can run the Bo Judge and Phil Blurton program, Cali Boy. And then there was one from Desert Squadron, I think, as well.
Comment. Yeah, I wish I would have known all of this growing up playing hockey. I would lose 5 to 10 pounds in water weight every game.
Yeah, and that's on ice.
Well, the great thing is that, you know, kids these age, and Todd and I have kids similar ages, is that we put it into their brain constantly. Stay hydrated. Bring your water to the track. Bring your water to school. It's already ingrained into your mind, but it seems to have gone away when you got in the race car. And the great thing about David Ferguson's teachings and what we developed is that we're bringing that science back. We're going to make a better driver.
Yeah.
Just by something as simple as keeping him optimally hydrated.
So, Dr. Ferguson, if you can hang on for a sec, we're going to have Casey Curry join, and then we'll have you bail out maybe about 5 more minutes or so. But I'd like to have you guys talk or have a group conversation with Casey as well, because Casey does all kinds of different racing. So Casey is a Dakar champion. We're going to call him tying with Ricky Brabeck for bringing home the Dakar championship to the United States. But he's done every single type of racing, and he even does trail riding with his Jeeps and all kinds of stuff. But
he does everything.
He does everything. But Casey is also on the leading edge of off-road, right? We had Casey on the show a couple weeks ago. Welcome, Casey Curry, to the show.
Hello, hello.
Hey, man. So how long have you actually been using Fluid Logic?
We've been my second year. I started Vegas Arena last year. Yeah, it's been a full year, actually. Vegas Reno is right. Game changer. Big game changer.
Yeah, it sat on his shelf at his shop for about a year, and he's like, I got one of those. Should I use it? And I'm like, let's get it in the truck.
And finally gets it in. What was the reason that you actually wanted to put the system in the truck? Did you have any issues or anything before, you know, using Camelbacks or water?
The biggest thing that we were having an issue was like the hose would always seem to fall off your, even if you have it strapped to your shoulder strap, somehow it'd be under an arm, you know, under your arm or flip over the back and be stuck underneath your, you know, your neck device. But it like when you have that 30-second break where you're allowed to, you know, you can drink with, you know, with the time given, you can't find your hose to even get a drink. So
yeah, you get back to the pits and it's burnt on your exhaust pipe or something like. Yeah.
It literally, the biggest thing for me, obviously now running it through the Parker pumper, I mean, now just it's mind blowing. But the hose portion of it is my biggest frustration, was never being able to have the hose when you need it.
And I think Casey, I mean, I've been helping Casey out. We've been partners in crime in a lot of deals in the past. He's always been looking for that advantage, right? I mean, from the days of racing short course, before he was even doing jeeping. You know, he was always looking for that advantage, that competitive edge, right? And now with the trophy Jeep and the, you know, I didn't get to him with the UTV, but I'm sure he's not done racing UTVs and Dakar and things like that. So hopefully he brings me along for the next trip. But he's always looking for that advantage, and I think he found it with Fluid Logic.
So, Casey, you've always been physically fit and stuff with all the stuff you've been doing, bicycle riding, dirt bike riding and stuff. But when you started using it, were you seeing some of the benefits that Dr. Ferguson has talked to us about before, like better cognition and focus and reflexes?
Oh, 100%. When you get to a race like Dakar, or even like, you know, Vegas Arena or Ball 1000, once your body goes into any form of dehydration, like the mental clarity and everything else is out the window. And at that point, it's just a fatigue thing. You don't know at what point your body's going to go into that mindset of not being able to focus at 110%. So for me, I mean, that's where, you know, staying hydrated is always important. I do know from training and riding dirt bikes over the years, like I do know how important it is. And like, you know, now having the ability to stay hydrated all the time and, you know, and having it not be that super muggy, warm water in a bag. You know,
Yeah. And it tastes like plastic. God, I hated that so much. But Dr. Ferguson, so again, using me as the example, how would I know, or how would Casey know? You guys talked about muscle memory, and you don't know if you're hitting the brakes, or you do think you're hitting the brakes hard enough. How would I know that? Like, how would I be able to understand that I'm fatigued, or my cognitive reflexes aren't 100%?
So the truth is, if you're dehydrated, you won't really know that. You're not going to have a switch that goes off that says, oh, I'm dehydrated. I'm not going to generate brake pressure. I'm not going to be able to modulate it. And that's kind of the danger of it, right? Now, where you'll figure that out is kind of like what Casey was talking about, is you have the right system now and you're drinking it and you're getting hydrated. You might run the same race or the same, you know, kind of setup. And you're like, oh, car's handling a lot different now. I'm feeling really good. Car's feeling really great. This feels great. Wow, this thing's got a rocket ship in it now. This thing, you know, drives on rails. And that's kind of the beauty of it, of ask any racer, you know, tell them that they will have compromised performance, but they won't know it. Ask them how they feel about it, and then ask them if you could give them something that would fix it, would they take it?
Dude,
that's a great sales pitch. I'm putting that in my book right there.
There's a great example in what he's saying, though, too, is because, like, Casey, you know this feeling. You've been out there on track and been like, dude, I had a fucking flawless day. I was on point all day. That's because your body was good to go, like, maybe the day before you ate the right food, and all of a sudden you're like, you're there, right? Like, you're in the zone. And then the next, like, time you get out to the races, you're like, fuck, why am I feeling so, like, I lag, I'm not feeling good, like, you feel tired. Like, that's probably exactly what Dr. Ferguson is talking about.
Yeah.
Well, for me, the car is where it comes into play, because, you know, just, like, getting dehydrated and having a tough, shitty day in the desert sucks, but when you have to do it 14 days in a row, like, dehydration really becomes an effect on, you know, the following day, right? When you...
Yep.
You sleep bad that night because now your body is trying to recover. So you don't sleep good. Now you wake up tired. And then you have a headache because your body's just trying to recover on itself.
Yeah.
Hydrated. And that's, to me, when it comes to races like Dakar, where just like we're talking about, you're talking about, you know, when you're doing 14 days to something in a row, you don't have that one day to that you can be dehydrated or your body can't work 100%. Because now on day 9 or 10, when everything has to be 100%, hydration is so important. And obviously, like, for us, like, no different than in the car than in the States, like, you're in the car between 12 and 16 hours a day. So, like, if you're not drinking, it's not like you can get at the end of the day and think you're going to drink 5 or 6 waters and be fine for the next day. By that point, your body's already screwed up. And at that point, the next day is just going to be miserable.
And that's so crazy.
I think you can slip into dehydration really, really quickly, just like you can stay out of it optimally as well.
I think also, too, a racing driver is not just driving the car anymore. He's got GPS, he's got computers, he's got RPM, he's got all the data that they're feeding him all the time in an off-road car now, right? He's not just driving the car. Yes, the co-driver is giving him notes, but when Casey's behind the wheel, he's got to be thinking not just about how fast he's going, but also the condition of the vehicle, right? And if he is not hydrated and paying attention, that's when you drop a wheel, that's when you hit a rock, that's when you make a mistake that could be fatal for the race, right? You could be done.
Yeah, that's a massive thing to talk about, man. Jeff Proctor is going to come on and join us in about 2 minutes here. Is there anything that that you would ask Dr. Ferguson that would help you explain or improve your program, Casey, with the Fluid Logic system?
I don't feel that I'm good at any situation. I mean, I need a lot of help. So I'm open here. I just, you know, obviously I just want to be the best that I can be. So obviously hydration is key, but obviously just anything for mental clarity and focus is what, you know, what I'd love to learn more about.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, and Dr. Ferguson, you probably have a lot of information on that.
Well, Casey, you and I could talk for hours on that, but you know, the right guys on the couch there. So they'll connect you to me. We'll take care of you and we'll have some good stuff, you know? So, and that's the thing, you know, my lab is an open lab to any driver that wants to come and learn about this stuff and work with it. I'm a firm believer in what Ed and the team have done with Fluid Logic. We've tested a lot of products to try and help drivers. this is the only one we found that worked. And I would tell them if it didn't work. They wouldn't like me, but I would tell them. So, you know, and kind of the interesting thing about this, you know, if you do this correctly, if you use the system correctly, you won't have to pee in the car. Like, that's something I know a lot of drivers worry about and get scared about. But if you do it right, you won't be peeing in the car.
You know what's funny about that is, like, we're talking to Casey Curry. We're talking about all of us. But there's professional women that drive as well. And there's two that I actually specifically know that don't like even wearing the catheters and stuff like that for themselves. Like, if they knew that this existed, I think that they would be insanely stoked. Absolutely. Because they would be able to operate their program with potentially not peeing in the car.
Yeah, and you can design it. You can take some tweaking and some adjusting, but you can get it there. It'll work.
Dude, it's so crazy. Like, honestly, I want to mount this to my bicycle, so I could have got this when I was riding bicycles, like in the triathlons and stuff.
David Ferguson and I did a it could have been 3-4 years ago with Ricky Johnson in the Baja 1000. Yeah. And we collected data that that was really the reason that we said, let's go full speed into this. Because the data we collected showed that RJ, during the time that he was in the driver's seat, was perfectly hydrated. Heart rate was the same. Blood oxygen level was the same. Core body temperature was the same. Outside body temperature was the same. Heart rate, again, was perfect the whole time. We saw a blip in the heart rate, and we thought, oh, my God, what happened here? Well, he got out to change a flat tire.
Oh.
Back in the car, instantly connected. And for the next, you know, hours and hours, he might have been in the car for 12, 13 hours, but he was perfect the entire time.
Dang, that's crazy. And, Casey, your co-drivers, actually, we had a question, I think, Andrew.
Not a question, more so we have Jeff Proctor ready to join.
When you guys we're going to get Jeff on in just a second here. Let me ask Casey one last question. So, Casey, do your co-drivers use this, Aaron and Sean?
We're all hooked up. So, we use it. We have the magnetic mount. So, at this point, like, just for the speed of just getting your helmet on and off and everything, the whole system is flawless. So, yeah, absolutely.
Dude.
Everyone in the car in it.
That's one of the reasons I want it in my play card, so that every time I get out, I don't freaking yank my head on the dang hose, dude. All right, boys. Well, thank you very much, Dr. David Ferguson, and obviously Casey, dude, is awesome seeing you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Casey, thank you guys very much for the info. All right, so we're going to get Jeff Proctor on the line here. Jeff is obviously a Baja champion, man. He's won a bunch of races down there. He's the proprietor of the PRG race program, Proctor Race Group, and the Factory Honda off-road racing program. And they also use Fluid Logic in the Honda Talon program as well.
Yes,
so we're going to welcome Jeff Proctor in just a second here to the show. Jeff, what's up, man?
Hey guys, how's it going?
We're doing fantastic, dude. I have learned so much today. I know you and I have been bicycle riding, and you're a big physical or a physically fit person as well. You like being an athlete and keeping your body as good as possible. Man, this thing sounds like it's a must in my book.
Gosh, I have to say to you guys, kudos, man. This has been a wealth of information. I hope racers, non-racers, anybody out there is listening today and gathering all of this information. Hydration really is a game changer, and Fluid Logic makes that possible.
So what has been some of the reasons that you wanted to even entertain putting this stuff in your truck? Like, what was the experiences or bad things that have happened in your racing program? Maybe you got confused at a race or anything like that, that you wanted to make sure that you were more cognitive in the vehicle?
Yeah, so I can share one very specific incident. So I was racing the Baja 500, which is very hot. It was in June, I think, of 2018, and there was several fatalities due to heat exhaustion, dehydration, that sort of thing, that race. Super sad deal. We raced out through the San Felipe area. Anyway, I did a 9-hour stint in the truck. I obviously, it was outside temps were about 120, so inside temps were 150 in my race truck.
Holy.
After 9 hours, I got out of the truck, stop, and walked around the race truck and sat on a bush in the middle of the race course. Instead of walking into my pit, I walked around the truck into an active race course and sat next to a bush. I had no idea what I was doing. I was completely incoherent. And my team had to grab me and pull me back off of the racetrack. That's how delirious I was, blowing bubbles and delirious I was.
But that, you know what's funny about, well, it's not funny that that happened to him, but you know what's crazy about the situation is that happens to a good, and I'm just going to throw a number out there. This is not a true number, but 15% of the drivers or whatever on the, in those events, right? Like, I remember at the Baja 1000 last year, like, dudes were getting out of the car in 6 hour, 8 hour, 9 hour stints, and they were just, like, going to bed right next to where they got out of the car in the pits, yeah. Like, falling asleep on the trailer while people were trying to load up. Like, they were done.
Yeah. It's easy to do. It's easy to do because you keep pushing yourself further and further. You know that the pit's coming. You've got to get there at a certain time. You're trying to keep the vehicle together. So you're totally focused on it. And your body, your mind is allowing you to do that. But the moment you get there and you say, okay, I'm here for a moment, like what Jeff did and he got out of the car, yeah, now all of a sudden that dehydration kicked in.
That's wild. Yeah, because you don't have adrenaline, I guess, anymore, huh, Jeff?
For sure. And the sad thing is, it's like there's not much you can do other than...
Yeah, other than try to just see if
you
just
can do to really recover from that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, there really isn't.
The damage was.
Man, that's crazy. And like Dr. Ferguson. Yeah, and like Dr. Ferguson said too. Like once you get dehydrated once, it happens easier.
Yeah, again, it leaves a footprint.
Yeah,
and that's what becomes dangerous. I mean, he called it, you know, an injury, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
you know, your body starts to cut off where the water is going to go. Your mind does. So it's not going to give it to the limbs. It's going to give it to the chest and the brain.
Yep.
And it's going to go into survival mode. What his point was, your body will go quicker into survival mode the next time and the next time and the next time.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's correct. Horrible. Okay, so Jeff, I'm going to ask you a two-part question. The first one is, after using the system, how did you start feeling? And then was that what made you want to put it in the support program that you have for the Honda Talons and your younger drivers?
Yeah, that incident in 2008 at the 500 was really a wake-up call saying, hey, I've got to start taking this hydration game serious. Started doing a bunch of research. And, you know, shortly thereafter, you know, I meet the team at Fluid Logic. We put it in the race truck first. And the first race out of the gate, I don't even remember what race it was, but I have to say I was one of the early adopters. Back me up on this, Todd. And so, you know, I implemented it in the truck and it was a night and day difference, 100%, you know, 180 difference from drinking out of a hot Camelback every once in a while in a pit to having real hydration with the push of a button in the race truck.
That's insanely cool. And so, Jeff, you know me a little bit, and so my brain's been scrambled a few times. How would it help me? Because I sometimes have a little bit of trouble keeping focused, I guess you could say. You know, like my ADD kicks in, squirrel. How would it help me stay focused if I'm deciding to go do a Baja 500?
Yeah, you look at off-road racers. I mean, we've got to stay focused for a stint of 6 hours, 9 hours straight. I mean, not to take anything away from, you know, a sports car racer, but off-road racers spend a lot of time, and that those cognitive abilities can really deteriorate if you're not staying hydrated. And so the Fluid Logic system allows you to stay hydrated and allows your cognitive functions to be sharp for long periods of time.
Hey, so we had a comment come in totally off subject. They go, is that Ed Guy single? He's pretty cute.
Yeah, that was Mr. Boiling Point Creative. He's our creative director here.
Oh, right on. Well, it sounds like you're going to have a good time in the office this week.
Taken. Thank you.
But yeah, so Jeff, thank you for explaining that. And that makes me feel a lot more comfortable, right? Because that's an easy thing that I can do to improve anytime I get out on the track or even if I go on a long trail ride.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for the general consumer, even out at Glamis on a hot day, out at Ocotillo Wells, wherever they're going, I mean, this system is the system to stay hydrated for you, your family, your navigator, if you're racing, anything like that.
Have any of the guys that are part of the Honda Talon program told you about how it helped positively affect their race program?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those guys do longer stints in their Talons than I do in my race truck, and it's been a game changer for them. They swear by it. Every race, they're asking to make sure that their system is prepped and ready to go. Those guys are using the 64-ounce bottles, and it's very, very effective for them, their entire stint.
You know, I think one thing too, you know, when you're running towards the front of the group, right? You know, the terrain after they've pre-run constantly changes, right? Obviously for a trophy truck guy, they're going at the speed they're going nowadays, the terrain is treacherous, right? Then you back it up to a UTV that starts quite a bit behind them. Just think how gnarly the racetrack is by the time a UTV guy makes it there. And if he's not 100% sharp on what he's doing behind the wheel, that's when you could have the big one.
Well, I am glad you said that, because we're going to transition in just a little bit. The next guest after Jeff is going to be Bruce Binquist. And he actually told me in a conversation that when they did start up towards the front of the field, it was like a completely different race. So we can, when we talk to him, we'll ask him about that too. So Jeff, when you have other drivers, like I'm going to just call you, for sake of this conversation, I'm going to call you the Papa Bear, because you have to get all of these guys in their Honda Talents to the finish line as you do your race program as well. So being Papa Bear, you probably are stoked to see the drivers when they come across the finish line and they're still hydrated and still peppy and still ready to go.
Yeah, so I've seen both scenarios, to be honest with you. We just got down with Vegas Torino, and I can tell you, the drivers that stayed on their hydration plan were alert, and they had energy at the finish line. And I can tell you, and I'm not singling out anybody on my team, but there is a noticeable difference in actually your average speed in your final 100 miles at Vegas Torino. And if you're feeling sluggish and you haven't stuck to your hydration plan, I mean, you're looking at scrubbing an average of 5 to 10 miles per hour off the speed that you should be normally going to compete.
Are you serious? That much?
Yes. In an ultra competitive.
Dude, that's insane.
It's cognitive reflexes. I mean, we all know when you're behind the wheel how much you're processing. It's every bush and every turn and every rock and what's in front of you and what's 500 feet in front of you. Your mind is a computer that whole time, and your brain is 70% water, your body 65% water. So if you're not feeding your brain, you're starting to ping a little bit.
Dude.
And that just gets worse and worse. So Jeff's his description's perfect. It's a game of fractions of seconds, right? Not to mention not making a mistake.
Well, just like Dr. Ferguson said, you don't realize that you're not pressing the brake hard enough.
For
but
real.
Yeah, that's freaking wild. Andrew, I think we had a couple comments come in.
Yeah, from Kingpin Motorsports, do you need a separate system for each person, or do we share one bottle?
No, it's a separate system for each person.
Yeah, well, and plus, because who said it? I don't remember who said it, but each person can get a different drink or a different concoction,
you
right?
You got it, and you can tailor it to what the passenger needs compared to what the driver needs.
So hey, not to be a jerk, Jeff, but if I'm sitting passenger with you, I ain't sharing, buddy.
I run a weird concoction in mine. Nobody wants to drink what I'm drinking.
You're just mixing all kinds of spinach in yours?
I know, Proctor. We have to rebuild those pumps after you use it every once in a while.
It looks like we got a couple more comments that came through, Andrew.
Yeah, one was from Cali Boy Aztec. He just said, wow, and couldn't agree more with that. Then from Shannon Phillips, don't forget to mention if you're going to put Gatorade or anything else in the system, you need to flush it out.
Yeah, we did actually talk about that earlier.
Yeah, we talked about that. And like Todd said, you know, warm water through the system is the right thing to do.
Yeah, what is your maintenance program with it, Jeff?
So we actually it was already mentioned earlier in the broadcast, you have to make sure you flush out your helmet too. So you can flush out the system at the finish line, but if you don't flush out the helmet, the next time you go test, you're going to have all kinds of mold in the tube in your helmet. So the first drink you take is going to be chunks of mold.
Yeah, we definitely want to flush that bad boy out then. But I do think that from what you guys said, it's easy. It takes 10 minutes.
It takes 10 minutes to do. And the, you know, if you do get in a situation where you do have a bad part because of it, like I was explaining the check valves, all of those components are sold separately as well.
Hey, and there was a comment that came through. They like the Papa Bear quote, Jeff. So I think maybe we should put that on the back of your helmet one of these days.
Yeah, that's one of my mechanics.
All right, go for it. Andrew, what's the next comment?
Just got another question from Sandman. What do you have for moto? Desert and GP.
Oh, that's a great question.
Be patient.
Oh, really? Patient. You got something coming?
Stuff in the works.
I'm not going to tell you yes or no.
Oh, okay.
Be patient.
well, yeah. So Jeff, I think it's really cool to understand what this can do. Like, I guess it's one of those things, right? Like I was talking about earlier, you find a set of tires that you like on your truck or your UTV, you just stick to them, right? It's like, oh, I love these things. When you have the system in your truck now, it's like, now you don't want to give it up, right?
Absolutely. I mean, think of it like this. If we know that you're going to scrub 5 to 10 miles per hour, and we're always looking for these speed secrets that are thousands and thousands of dollars on our race cars, and all we have to do is put fluid lock in, and we're going to...
That just blows me away to think about that.
Yeah, it does boil down to exactly that. There's science, there's numbers, there's math. And this is kind of like the last bastion. How do I make the driver better and safer, much safer?
And so you guys have had, Jeff, thank you very much for introducing me to these guys, because you and I had a conversation a long time ago when we were bicycle riding about this, and it really intrigued me just because of my mentality always wanting to be physically better as a human being. I think it's so cool that this actually is out there now, right? Like, to me, when I see you guys at the races, I feel like everybody should have this in their car just to be safe, like, let alone as a performance increase.
There's no doubt it's a game changer, and I think it's dollar for dollar when you're looking for speed secrets. This is the speed secret that everybody needs.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Well, yeah, and not to be like on the biggest sales pitch here or whatever, but like it does really intrigue me that much. Like I'm being completely honest when I say like I would love to have been able to have this in my car because I see so many mistakes that I made just thinking about my past races just because I could have fixed it so easily. It's freaking wild to think about, man. All right, well, what was one of the reasons that... actually, you know what a good question is? Who are some of the other drivers other than the Honda Off-Road team and the people that we've talked to that actually use it? Maybe you could kind of tell us a little bit more about how it's involved in motorsports.
Well, Todd is probably the most intimate with the different drivers that are using the system. I can just tell you this, for me, speaking of Honda, to see Scott Dixon and other guys on Team Ganassi say, we will not race without it.
Yeah, I think in the world off-road, you know, you really got to look at the guys that are making it happen, like Proctor and Andy McMillan and Ryan Arciero and BJ Baldwin those are to name a few, right?
Right, and even
Jason Coleman.
I know a lot of the guys in the UTV classes are adopting it. We're going to get Bruce Binquist on here in just this little bit. Justin Smith from Shock Therapy, he had it in, and I took a picture and I sent it to Ed. You know, it was really cool to see that people are starting to get a hold of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, price has always been a little bit of a trouble with the UTV people, but I mean, look at what Bruce is doing, right, in the UTV market. He's running right up front with the fast guys now. So I think, you know, as we see this program continue to develop out there at the races, talking to all the drivers, we're only gonna sell more systems, get more systems and vehicles because people see the difference. You know, the guys that are using it are winning races.
Yeah. Hey, Andrew, we have a comment.
Yeah, we have a question, or not a question, a comment from Shannon Phillips. She said hydration safety in the rule book would be huge for
sales. Shannon is one of Mickey Thomas' actual crew chief, so it's a guy. But yeah, he's an awesome dude. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell you that some organizations are going to start heading that way. You know, yeah. And I think, you know, I don't think we're pushing organizations to go that way, but they're starting to see drivers come in, fall out of race cars after, you know, being in the car for 4 hours, and the drivers are completely dehydrated. They need water. They need the ice bags on them, things like that. And the guy that won the race uses Fluid Logic, and he gets out, and he's holding his baby, and he's kissing his baby at a racetrack.
Yeah, and so, well, it sounds like it's evolving, too, because Shannon just said that he's seen it for the first time in Crandon. So it must be, you know, you guys did go up there, so maybe you guys were seeing it more than he did.
We did. I mean, we spent 4 days up there. We talked to everybody. We showed everybody. Of course, we picked real poor timing. It's the last race of the year, so no one was throwing the thing in their truck right away. But going into 2023, I think we'll have pretty much everybody in that sport because it's monkey see, monkey do, right? One guy gets it, goes out there and wins a race. The rest of them are saying, hey, how's this guy getting
it done?
Dude,
it's just like I said before. Like, I'm pissed that I didn't have it in my car already. Like, it sucked. But and I understand the benefits of it, but, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda. What's the next question?
From Bago, like Winnebago, he said, I know Mitch Guthrie also loves it.
Yeah, Mitch Guthrie does love it.
You got it. And Mitch was a kid I sponsored it when I was at KMC Wheel. And it was my goal to get all the young kids when I was there. And I called them and I told them about the program. And one of our sales guys, Todd Davis, also talked to him about it. And he actually bought two systems.
Yeah.
And he put it in his car. And after he did, he says, it's the best thing I've done. So, I mean, I think that speaks for itself, you know, that he knew he wanted to go quicker. At Vegas Arena, we had a ton of interest from, you know, all the UTV guys from Europe that were over there, South Racing, some of the Red Bull teams, things like that. So I think we're going to start seeing a lot of integration into Europe also.
Yeah, and King of the Hammers and stuff too, right? Andrew, another one?
Yeah, from Cali Boy Aztec, who's been with us since the start of the podcast.
Thanks, homie.
He said, I'm sold. I'm saving for one. That's my next purchase.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Yeah, and buy one for your co-driver too, though.
I will tell you this. It's interesting because, you know, Todd knows so many people in the paddock when we go to IndyCar, IMSA Car.
Dude, he knows everybody.
He knows everybody. They come out of the paddock to, you know, just to say hi and give him a hug, and I'm standing in the background just enjoying everybody that he's talking to. But, you know, some of the feedback we've gotten from drivers has been, besides feeling great behind the wheel that day in competition, they're able to fly home that night and be at the gym or be with their family on Monday, where they would normally be just spent.
Dude, and that, Jeff, that's what like a lot of these guys are doing in their motocross programs too, is they're drinking all their Pedialyte, they're staying on point, they're getting all their stuff that they need, but they have a lot shorter stints, so it's a lot easier to get, man. I don't even know how to keep saying it, like, because I keep saying it. I wish I had it in the past.
Yeah.
It's there for you, man. We can get it in your car, man. Let's go to Glamis. Rip it up.
Dude, I'm telling you. Jeff, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you're bringing up a great point, and that is we're not mentioning the recovery rate as well. I mean, how are you feeling the next day after a race because you didn't hydrate properly? The recovery is so much longer without the proper hydration.
Absolutely.
Point Creative said, please, Todd Hayes for president. I agree with that 100%.
You got it.
Make America great again, Todd Hayes.
You know, Proctor, one of the things, too, that we don't ever talk about, I think Casey mentioned it about headaches and things, you know. Guys in you know, off-road racing, we've talked about pavement racing. They're in the car for a long time. Let's just be honest, right? And they're breathing all those gases. As much as they'd say, oh, yeah, all the exhaust goes out the back, let's just be honest, right? You hit a bump real hard, the mount comes loose a little bit. It starts pumping some gases into the thing. Being hydrated keeps some of that stuff out of you. It keeps you going longer, things like that. And no one ever really thinks about all the headaches that a racing driver will get because of the, you know, intense heat, the pressure hanging on, because they're driving these cars at speed, right? I mean, we're driving down the road at 65 miles an hour and we think we're hauling ass, right? These guys are running down graded roads at 125 miles an hour, right? And 2 days ago when they pre-ran that section, it's totally different than race day. So they do have to react quick and adjust and being sharp behind the wheel. Proctor, I've worked with Proctor for many, many years. He's one of the best, not only at driving a race car, but also representing his sponsors. It's important to be on key. I mean, we've talked about it all night, about how good it makes you feel during the race and after the race, and it all is important.
You know what's funny is I just thinking about that, too. Like, when you're talking about sponsorship, we talk about sponsorship all the time, and how good is it that you can be on the podium and you can really represent them instead of being, like, just a tired... You know, like
it's so easy to bring up the names of people we see in NASCAR and
where
they just, they, you know, they can't remember their name and the camera's got to go off them. And it goes to our driver who's, you know, in perfect condition because they stayed hydrated throughout the entire race. I mean, we see that
all the time, you know, but we see, you know, I wanted to bring up one thing in the old school days of racing. You know, I used to ride in a race car. We didn't drink. We didn't have nothing to drink. Maybe we had a bottle of water and that was it. And we'd stop every, you know, 4 or 5 hours to get some fuel or whatever. The speeds were a lot lower. We didn't worry about hydration. But today, the level of competition is so much bigger, right?
Yeah, like you said, 3 seconds.
The gap is unbelievable, right? They're changing tires and fuel in less than a minute now in an off-road race. Things like that don't even allow the driver to take a breath, right? catch his breath, take a drink of water, you name it. But the great part of our system is he is now doing that while he's driving. He gets back out on the road. He has to go 35, 55 miles an hour. He takes his hydration. He's good. He's ready to tackle the next 150 miles, knowing that every 4 minutes he gets to drink something ice cold, and that continues to fuel his body. So, I mean, those are the things today that are different than the old school guys, right? And I think it's only going to evolve as we go forward. I mean, I know that I'm not done evolving Fluid Logic, right? Ed is always challenging me with this and that and saying, hey, have you thought about this? I mean, our goal is to make Fluid Logic not only better, but lighter and more programmable. Those are all things on our plate going forward.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, the progression is never stopping, right? All right, Jeff, we're going to get Bruce Binquist on here in just a second. What's next on your schedule, bud?
You know, we say that we're in show season right now, so we've got a full schedule of showing our race cars and taking care of our sponsors. We're going to Sandsport Super Show this weekend at the Orange County Fairgrounds. We're going to be at the Off-Road Expo in Pomona coming up after that. Our side-by-sides are racing the former UTV World Championship, now California 300 in Barstow in October. And then we've already started preparing for the Baja 1000 with all four of our race cars, Ridgeline and three side-by-sides. So
nice.
We've got awesome. A full calendar this fall, and couldn't do it without Fluid Logic.
Yeah, well, thanks, man. We really appreciate you coming on and hanging out. Before you go, we got one more comment, and then we're going to let you go, bud.
Yeah, from Desert Squadron. It's safer for the crew, too. Less people running around to hand off water bottles in the pits. Keeps people clear of the race vehicle if something goes wrong.
Yeah, that's actually a good point, Jeff, because then you don't have a bunch of people running around the truck with water bottles and snacks and stuff.
You know, one of the things that I got to say about Jeff's truck, and Todd brought it up, he's meticulous. If you look inside that Ridgeline and see the way that they've dialed in the Fluid Logic system and see the way they've set up their fluid containment bottles for instant replacement, they've thought about all that. You're getting into the pits, it's down to minutes, right? So how they click that bottle in and out in the system, they've thought about all that. And it's beautiful to see the inside of his cars.
Jeff, can we put Arnie to work? Maybe tomorrow you can have him go to the Honda Talon or the Ridgeline and just do a little 15-second Instagram story of how quickly you can get the bottle out of the car, and we'll post it.
That's not a problem. We can work on that.
Dude, thank you so much, Jeff. We can't wait to see you. I'll probably see you on Friday. If you're around Friday, please come hang out on the podcast. We're going to do it from 6 to 8 at Sandsport Super Show.
Yep. See you, Jeff. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, we'll see you later, Jeff. Bud. Thank you. All right, so we're going to get Bruce Binquist on. Who wants to bail out?
I'm out.
You want to do? Oh,
I'm out.
Todd's bailing out.
Ed, you run it, man. You know, Bruce.
All right,
we'll push some buttons.
Yeah.
Hold on there a second.
I like Bruce Binquist.
We're going to get Bruce Binquist on here. So I'll give him a little bit of an introduction. Bruce, what's going on, buddy? So Bruce Binquist has been pushing the side-by-side racing forward, man. Bruce raced in the Class 1 against Trophy Trucks at Silver State 300 and Big Cars. Dude, the qualifying was insane. And he actually finished fourth, just seconds off of third place. It was pretty insane to see all of that stuff happen. And the reason why I want to give you that good introduction is because you're pushing the limits of racing, and especially in the side-by-side class. So just having these little things is making a big Fluid Logic is making a big difference in your program.
It definitely does make a big difference in our program. Yeah, we've had some of the early prototypes, fortunately, with some great relationships we've had. Mm-hmm. I've been running a system since late 2018. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, our previous hydration, as like Ryan talked about and whatnot, was a Camelback.
Yeah.
You know, racing motorcycles in the desert, whatever we've done, mountain biking, that was always our hydration. But ultimately with Fluid Logic, the ease of the system to push the button to get the hydration you need to maintain the hydration that you build going into the race a week prior is absolutely everything to stay focused and get those tenths of seconds.
Well, I want to understand how it affects your body, but I think we got a couple comments that have just come in.
Yeah, we have a question from CTA Gooch. Will Fluid Logic team up with Chill Out for an integrated system?
Well, the quick answer on that is yes. Chill Out does sell our product direct. They're one of our larger dealers and distributors, and the system as it's chilling the air for your helmet. Now we run right through that chilled air hose, and now the water temperature goes up even, or the temperature drops even further. So,
ooh, cold water.
Well, it's already cold coming out of our bottle, but the length of time between drinks, that water is living in your air hose. So if your air hose is chilled because of chill out, now you're keeping the consistent cold water all the way up to your mouth. So I guess the quick answer on that one, Andrew, is yes.
Dude, that's pretty cool, man. Is there any other ones or no?
Yeah, one from Cali Boy Aztec. He said, I love Bruce's car, big fan.
Dude, who doesn't like that thing? If anybody knows about carbon fiber, they know Bruce's car is a bitchin' car, man. All right, so how has... I don't know how to put this. How has it changed how you felt? Like, what did you feel like when you were just drinking out of Camelbacks when you get out of the car compared to how it is now?
Well, I just think the ease of the fluid delivery through the AquaCom, through the helmet, and being able to drink rather than like some of the guys have talked about. You're looking for your hose that's Velcroed. You know, you're trying to
hit whoops at 60 miles an hour or whatever.
I'm literally going through the whoops at Laughlin at 80 miles an hour drinking.
Yeah. Right?
And I mean, that is just, it's second nature. We don't even think about it anymore. You know, Radfab's got a busy job, and he's our navigator in the BDI Geyser car. I constantly on our live stream on Vegas Arena, when guys were riding along with us, I'm like, Radfab, you need to drink, because he's talking so much as he walking us through all of our course notes and the course, the dust, and what we've got going on. So it's really important to have that reminder for both the navigator and the racing driver to operate at that highest level of, you know, we're intellectually solving thousands of problems that you're processing in your brain and in your hand, foot, eye, you know, calculations, risk, reward, stuff going on. And you have to be firing in all cylinders. And our fuel is hydration with fluid logic.
Yeah, man, it's crazy to think about all that stuff. And like being a racer myself, like I keep thinking about how much it would have benefited if I had had the, like, it's all in the past, right? But it's like, it's insanely cool that you have the opportunity to have this.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree. I was fortunate enough to, like I said, get the first 3D mutual friends. Mutual friends.
We go back to 3D parts, and I mean, we would literally fly in his airplane to their shop in Arizona just to try a part and figured out if it was going to work or not, and then fly back. And we did that on a regular basis. We were doing the same thing in sports cars at the same time. We were going back and forth. We were doing that with Jimmy Johnson and other pros.
Well, we were headed to the NASCAR race in the airplane for the day with the boys, you know, to go get in a different vehicle and a different car and try it. But, you know, one thing that Jeff really talked about that was super important was the recovery, right? I mean, we're getting punished in these UTVs trying to go, you know, the speeds of class one cars and trophy trucks. And I've noticed when I didn't race with it previous to racing, I would be a 2-3-4 day recovery.
Yeah. And you got to be at work on Monday.
And I got to be at work at Monday, buddy, Ernie.
Yeah. Right?
So, I can tell you that when I'm out of the car after Vegas to Reno, I'm like, let's turn around and go back right now. Let's go. I would not have felt that way had I not been drinking out of my AquaCom.
Dude, that's crazy. All right, Andrew, what's a comment?
From Hostile Link, some more love for BDI Geyser. That Geysering car is a beast.
And dude, we got some big BDI Geyser fans, huh?
Fans.
Yeah, how could you not?
Every now and then. No, I can tell you that the boys back at the shop, if they're watching, huge thanks to them. I mean, all the partners of Fluid Logic and everyone that's helped support our program. You know, I'm not an easy guy because I expect excellence, you know, in every part of our deal on how we represent our sponsors, on the R&D and feedback we give to the development of for the Fluid Logic system.
Well, you want to make things better.
We want to make things better, and we're looking for those tenths of seconds.
Yeah. Sounds like we got another comment, Andrew.
Yeah, from Mr. Shannon Phillips. Sorry about that. Has anyone ever said that it helps them mentally because they're not fatigued? Question point.
Yeah, I think that's mainly what I've been talking about is like, I wish I had this, and I'm going to keep talking about it because like, I'm a massive fan of being able to have my body at the top level. And what did you notice? Did you notice that you were not as fatigued? Like you felt like you could still push harder at certain points?
Well, I mean, you know, I come, you know, from racing motorcycles, you know, as a kid growing up in the desert and then getting into road racing on the pavement. And it all comes down to your level of focus. right? And the ability to have to be so razor sharp in your focus and decision making. And more importantly, like they talked about a little bit with the Ganassi stuff, is the driver feedback to your race engineer and the clarity you have to feel that at that point is important. Your brain and your body and your muscles start shutting down when you start dehydrating.
And you probably don't even realize it. I know that there's been a million times that I've felt good after a long distance event or even in the race car, and I get out, and then the next day I'll be like, ugh, I don't know.
I can definitely tell you one of the most important things I do leading into going racing in race week is hydration, period. I come out of there, and I feel like freaking Superman.
So let's talk about this. Actually, Andrew, do we have another question?
Yeah, a couple comments and then a question from Riley Binquist. Brucifer, he's a savage. Who makes the carbon?
Riley, thanks, buddy. I appreciate you. We actually build all our carbon stuff with our family. Most of our Christmases have been spent curing things on Christmas night after we've done it together as a group. And it's been something that we've done, you know, with a lot of folks really involved in it, from the Gurney family helping me, my kids helping me, you name it. So it's kind of something we've done. And, you know, we really wanted to bring a technologically savvy car at every aspect, from our fluid logic system to our composites to Sean Geyser to, you know, our clutching systems are second to none, and probably some of the stuff we most closely guard.
Let's actually talk about, go ahead.
I was going to say, for us, it was a, you know, just the people that have been on the show and sitting next to Bruce. I mean, for me, the level of excellence that goes into a driver who is preparing his vehicle and as sharp as they are, for them to trust our system is a real joy for me and the guys that are putting the systems together here at the shop, because we're a pretty big group now, but we're still a tight group. But still, that to know that they're relying on what we build is really, really a thrill for us, and we do it with pride.
Yeah.
What we're hearing, and you know, comment to this, Bruce, if it's happening to you, is that when the driver gets in the car, they delegate their hydration to us. The moment they turn the system on, they don't have to think about it anymore. Yeah. He can think about going fast. His co-pilot, his navigator, is telling him where to go and keeping an eye on his transmission, all the dials. But Bruce only needs to focus on going fast and making that car do its very best on the edge for as many hours as
Just eliminating that is a massive plus.
So all of a sudden, you've got that much more computing space in your big brain because you don't have to think about hydrate. The light goes on, you drink, keep on going, stay on the edge. And you won't even have to think about it after a while. It's just muscle memory.
Yeah, Andrew?
Sean Geyser said, Bruce Binquist made me a believer. Love fluid logic. Put it in everything.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Hey, let's switch gears here real quick though. I don't know how you came up with this freaking idea to race a Class 1 in the Silver State 300, but that was phenomenal, dude.
Yeah, no, appreciate it. Well, so initially the year before, we really looked at, we had some downtime the previous year, so not this year, the year before. And after that, I had some clear track, no dust. And anybody that knows, we're kind of senders.
Yeah.
I've been working to cerebrally think myself through the race a little bit more, because I don't think we need to push as hard, but it's just kind of who we are. But I sent it big time from that period. And we looked at our elapsed time from when we started rolling to when we actually got rolling again. And we would have overalled Silver State the year previously. So I know it's something that I talked about with Sean and the boys. I'm going, man, and this isn't because the race course really sets up well for a UTV. It's tight. It's technical. We're quick corner to corner.
Yeah.
But we're really not giving up that much time. But the first part of the race this year, you know, we had 15 or 20 miles of wide open.
Right.
We're talking 100 miles an hour in a UTV.
Way different than starting back with the UTVs.
Exactly. So we kind of went about it. I talked with Alan Rudd. I talked with BITD. I talked to the old deal and said, what do I have to do to be compliant to race in Class 1? I want a chance, number one, to qualify and see where we stack up against the best guys in the world. And number two, We want a shot in an overall.
We got Hostility Inc. laughed at Condescenders. So we had a comment come in that I want to address real quick. Is Desert Gremlin said, I came in late. What's the name of the hydration system? So the name is Fluid Logic. And you can go to their Instagram. We've tagged them a bunch in the Dirt Life show. So you can go check it out on their Instagram. Or what's the website, Ed? Or what's the website,
Andrew? Fluidlogic.com.
Okay, so FluidLogic.com. So correct. Go check it out. We'll say that again at the end of the show, too. So let's keep talking about the Silver State 300, because to me that was like kind of like what we're talking about today. We're evolving the sport, right? We're trying to make human bodies better, but we're also trying to make racing and stuff better too. So when you go and you do that and you have, Mitch Guthrie was up there as well, but you have an accomplishment like that and you're seeing, holy shit, like these UTVs can haul the mail. Like, how does that feel?
Yeah. I mean, it was a calculated thing. I know that, it was opposed by many, but I think ultimately when you have the caliber driver of Mitch Guthrie, and ultimately me deciding to do it. And I think Mitchie had said on one of the shows that he got the idea from us. We kind of collaborated a bit together and said, let's go for it.
Dude, that's so cool though.
And we just went through.
What did you think when he was going to do it?
Oh, Mike. Well, he called me in advance and said, I want to run something past you of something I'm going to do. And I thought initially, wow, you're going to have all eyes on you. I mean, this
perfect.
This thing can't fall apart. It can't have
look
a
at me go.
And exactly what he said. He said, great, bring it on.
It sounds like we had another question, Andrew.
Yes, from Desert Squadron. What material are the bottle mounts? Are they aluminum or composite?
They're aluminum.
Yeah, definitely need to be strong, man. A lot of the vibration goes on in those cars.
We haven't had a problem with anything coming apart at speed and holding 64 ounces in the roughest of conditions.
Yeah, totally.
Well, the thing is, when you think about it, a gallon of water, is 7 point whatever pounds, right? When you have a 10 GG out, right? That bottle now weighs 70 pounds.
Right.
Right. So they've thought through all the science, all the engineering, all the math on that. And off road, that's why it's such a great place to test the system, because the loads we put on it, the abuse we put on the electronics, buttons, and whatnot.
It's
greater than any other motorsports.
Right.
One of the things that I wanted to say too is like, you guys said in off road, people aren't that concerned about weight. I was always massively concerned about weight in my racing program. Massive. And Bruce is the same way. So if there's anybody that ever wants to talk weight and the different things that help and don't help and the way that it affects your program, definitely ask Bruce. Send him a direct message or ask him at the track, because he's got it all calculated. I guarantee you they were picking up every single one of those ounces and putting it in the calculations for his race car.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's something we paid attention to. Phil Blurton gives me a hard time and tells me to go to the gym. And I say, you know what? I'm 50 years old and I'm over that. I'm going to whoop your ass being fat. No, but all good. We're all friends and part of the Desert family, right?
Yep.
But we do pay attention to all of the weight. Sean and his engineering mindset on the car and the Geyser lineage, to how we distribute the percentages of weight, to right down to where we're placing the water.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And we're even calculating the center of gravity change as we're losing water as we drink and as we're burning fuel and the rest of it. So
yeah,
there is some real science happening.
You've got to bring water with you anyway.
Yep.
So if you choose to keep it in something other than our system, you're already bringing water weight with you. But adding on to our system, adding our system into your vehicle, this is 300 grams.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't make a lot of difference.
Right. Yeah, so that's exactly what I was getting at. Is for, even for me with my racing program, like weird calculating half pound differences, that wouldn't even make a difference.
To be honest with you, if this thing weighed 25 pounds,
you
I'd
might
bolt
still
it on the car, and I'd figure something else to rip off.
Todd Hayes and I have spent a great deal of time in the paddock in IndyCar, and the teams are coming back to us and telling us that this has to weigh less and less and less. And believe it or not, in that sport, we've been able to meet the demand.
Really?
And shave the weight. Yes, we have, because we've been told by their engineers that they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to take grams away from the car.
Right.
You hear drivers say, I'm not going to paint my helmet. Things like that. I'm going to put less information on my driving suit. All of those stitches weigh. And so we were asked by those drivers, by those teams, if you can hit this level, we'll take it.
Really?
And Todd and his team were able to do it, which was great.
Andrew?
George, real quick, the phone was getting pretty low.
Okay.
Changed the framing. What are we going to do about that?
No big deal. We can just leave it. You can try to zoom out on it. But anyways, I think we're probably going to end up winding down the show a little bit here. So, Bruce, what are some of the things that that you have going on in the future? And, well, maybe even try to include how Fluid Logic is going to help.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're getting ready to go into our next race. It'll be the California 300, which was the UT Vir Worlds. We like that. That's a race that we can attack at. We've been working on our package. We just finished Vegas to Reno, so super excited with the progress guys have made there. And then the week after that, we go into crazy prep and immediately go to Laughlin.
Dude,
so
there's a lot of stuff going on.
So we've got that going on, and then we've got a big test leading up to that on a few things we've been working on the car, developing, and then going into next year, we'll once we're done with Laughlin, we'll immediately spring into what our package is, who we're going to be working with. There's a few things on the table that we're entertaining. And where we go from here, but I know what we're going to do. It's going to be in motorsports and it's going to be with Fluid Logic.
Dude, that's cool, man. And dude, that California 300 is going to be wild, dude. It's going to be rough as shit and hot as shit out there.
I love it.
So, all right, Andrew,
another, comment from Desert Squadron. Look at the Formula One cars this year. Many are going with no graphics to bare composite to save weight.
It's wild, right? So we're going to wind down the show. Bruce, thank you very much for coming to hang out,
dude. Of course.
It's always good to see
you.
Thanks
for having us.
All right, Ed, do you got anything else to say? Because I'm going to ask you guys. Did you answer any of these rapid-fire questions last time?
Go ahead, fire it off. Let's do it.
You want to do it, Ed?
Well, of course.
All right, so we're going to wind down the show. So let's see here. Tacos, or let's let Bruce answer first. You go second, Ed. Tacos or hot dogs?
Tacos.
Tacos all day. Carne asada or chicken?
Carne asada.
Carne asada.
Big carne asada guy. Do you guys have a favorite taco shop?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
I do here in town.
Yeah?
Yeah, El Tarasco.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. We're always looking for good taco shops, man. Dunes or the river?
River.
Yeah, I like the river, too.
Big river guys. Action shots or still shots?
Action.
I'm going still.
You're going still shots?
Sure.
Big still shot guy. Because it can take pictures of the Fluid Logic system. I got you. I see where it goes.
I'm no longer going fast. Guys like Bruce get to, they get to drive fast, so that's why he likes the action shots. I'm kind of in the background now. So,
dude, there was some sick action shots of him at Silver State,
I have one framed in my office that's pretty amazing.
Dude, he was two-wheeling it for a while in a video that he sent me. Dude,
crazy.
But fully controlled. Like, it was
twice.
Badass. Yeah.
Twice,
let's see here. Three-wheeler or quad?
Quad.
Three-wheeler, R250.
Yeah? I think we got a big fan over here of three-wheelers in the back, too. Andrew? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What three-wheeler did you own before?
ATC 250R.
Look 85. At him, dude. Professional. Yeah. all right, pizza rolls or jalapeno poppers?
Jalapeno poppers.
Yeah?
Jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, same. We just became best friends. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah, big coffee, guys. Favorite movie?
Tombstone.
Wow, that's a good one. I think you're the second person on the show that's answered that. What about you, Bruce?
Top Gun.
Top Gun? The new one or the old one?
The new one's sick.
Is it?
Yeah.
I agree. The new one's great.
Let's see. Instagram or Facebook?
Insta.
I don't do either.
Okay. So we're just going to say Instagram for you too.
Okay.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
To fly.
You going flying?
X-ray vision.
Oh, no. I don't want anybody to give Bruce X-ray vision. Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Netflix.
Netflix?
For sure.
Because Drive to Survive, right?
I love Drive to Survive. They did a great job.
Dude, they really did. They
really did.
Video or photos?
Video.
Yeah, I'm a video guy.
Video guy. Okay. So still and video. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Most memorable race? Could be one that you participated in, one that you viewed.
So I raced the Baja 1000 in the Arrive and Drive Baja Challenge cars, and that's how the whole concept of this company came about.
Really?
Got out of the car, totally dehydrated, picked up the car in Catavina, dropped it off to the next driver in Loretto, and I got out of the car and was blowing bubbles. I was hurt.
Got to be a better way.
Got to be a better way. I couldn't go get my trophy in La Paz, and it took me
days. Who's the one that invited you to do that? Because I need to pat them on the back.
You know, I forget the name of the team. First time I did it was with Cops, and then we won the 500. It was me and another driver, Sheriff Joe from Vegas. And then I came back again to race the 1,000, and that was the impetus for this whole thing.
Dude, that's crazy. How about your most memorable race, Bruce?
I would say it would be this year's Mint 400. You know, we had probably 20-something minutes of downtime, 30 minutes of downtime. I raced the race with Sean, had him start the car. So that was super fun. You know, he's helped me build the car, key part of our deal, and did a great job, handed me a healthy car. But, you know, we had some setbacks as we were working through our deal that we've now worked out, but we still race the thing. Everyone counted us out. We dropped back to 20th and I brought us across the box in third. So
nice, dude. Killer. Good job.
That was probably it.
Dude, that's a good story, too. I would like to talk more about that someday. Yeah. Let's see here. What's your guys' favorite snack in the race car?
I like what our Sierra is eating from Hammer
Nutrition.
I'm good on the. I'm big on those goos and things like that. I never got it on my fingers though, like he did with his.
Just smeared it everywhere. How about you, Ruth?
We do ham and cheese rolled up in a tortilla because it just gets under the helmet good. You know,
just eat it good. Yeah. Supercross or motocross?
I'm a supercross fan.
Big supercross guy.
You know, I'm a supercross guy. I got a couple buddies that to hang out with.
The motocross season this year was insane, dude. It was so good. Let's see here. What other form of racing would you guys like to try?
I'd love to do pavement. I'd love to do something on a road course, endurance.
I'm talking about DTM. I love DTM stuff, dude. DTM would be sick.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I mean, I would love
You've
to drive.
Done it all.
I would like to drive a Formula One car, but ultimately, something I haven't done is I'd like to probably pylon race airplanes.
Dude,
and, you know, I'm a pilot.
That Red Bull Air Race thing.
Yeah,
like that?
I mean, I fly a composite airplane, full aerobatic, and been known to do a few low flybys there, knife edge. So I'd like to get after that.
No wonder his favorite movie's Top Gun. Yeah, all right, speedboat or dragster?
Speedboat.
Yeah, speedboat.
Speedboat. Just like the speed. All right, final question of the night for both of you guys. Chips and guacamole or french fries and ketchup?
Chips and guac all day long.
Thank you, guys. Hey,
cheers,
so
George,
we really, really appreciate you guys. You know what? Let's talk to everybody about how they can get the Fluid Logic system. So go to @FluidLogic. I think it's _logic. And check out some of the posts that we've done to check out their Instagram page. Oh, Andrew, you have something?
It's @FluidLogic_USA for
there it is.
Instagram.
Okay, so do that on Instagram. And we've also posted and tagged them in a bunch of stories and posts that we have done on Instagram. So please click that link. And you can always hit them up in the DMs if you have questions and give them a call or actually check out the website, fluidlogic.com, and go research the product and see how it can help your program. We are not sponsored by Fluid Logic, but I am a very, very big believer in it just because of the things I've been through in my life and what I would like to see. Other people have the advantage when they go out there and safety in their race cars. So I really appreciate you guys being able to share your stories and tell us about how the product works, man.
Thank you, George.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Love to do the show again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so thank you to all of our sponsors, guys over at KMC Wheels. Really appreciate them. Max's Tires, Motul, Shock Therapy, JL Audio, Evolution Power Sports, Zollinger Racing Products, Vision Canopies, and Cryo Heat. We will see you guys at the next show, which is going to be on Friday between 6 and 8 p.m. at the JL Audio booth at the Sand Sports Super Show. We've got tons of cool guests that are going to come by, hang out. It's not going to be quite as product-oriented as this. We might have some guys bring over some stuff, but it's going to be really fun. It'll be a cool little show. Andrew?
We have a pretty good comment from Shannon Phillips. Are there any plans to come out with a helmet that has it built in versus added on?
Yeah, the first helmet that has hit the market is the new BR8 from Bell, and George is getting it right now. So the what's unique about the helmet, and I – no, you've got one of this and love the helmet.
I'm actually getting a BR8 next week.
Yeah, RJ had a lot to do with the testing on this. And the deal is that there's 5 different points where you can put the entrance into the helmet. But it comes set up, so our system comes in the box, and you can put this part on any one of those 5 points. So some guys like it on the top, and some guys like it 3/4, and some people like it down here.
I'm going on the left side, man.
Yep, yep. So the answer is, yeah, Bell.
So the Bell, and it's a BR8.
BR8.
Yeah, so go check that out. These are fantastic helmets, by the way, too. Super comfy and really, really good for your ears and where they have the system for all your comms and stuff. So super good choice to have Bell BR8 with the Fluid Logic system. So thank you, everybody at Fluid Logic that's helped us. Really appreciate all of Andrew's help. He was a massive help last week, and all the guys that you work with. So I really want to see everybody get as safe as possible. All the hospitality was great. We wish Bruce and all the guests the best at the next races. Thanks to all of you guys for watching the show. We really appreciate it. You guys are our lifeblood. So please always come at us and slide into our DMs. Let us know what we can do better, who you else you would like to see on the show, and we'll try to do as good as possible. So we really appreciate it. Anything else, boys?
No, that's it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. All right. We love you guys. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Dirt Life Show. See you next week.